Hey, everybody. It's Alex here at Ragnarok Rock. I thought it might be fun to give you guys a sneak peek behind the scenes look. So, you know, sort of like an off the cuff, what everyone's like when the mic's not rolling. So, you know, this is totally candid off the cuff stuff. So here we go. Oh, James is right in there. Hold on. Let's go see what he's doing.
Yeah. Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me. I'd fuck me hard. Oh, Alex.
Oh, hey, James.
What are you doing?
Oh, nothing. Just, you tuck that back between your legs and keep on dancing.
All right, can you, on your way, can you shut the door? Pass me out of lotion?
Yeah, here you go.
Thanks.
All right, see you later.
Welcome to Ragnarok, your home of the nerdpocalypse.
Oh. Now we're recording.
Hey!
Hi!
What's up, guys?
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome to
Good
another
morning.
Ragnarok actual play.
What's that?
Buenos dias.
That is when we get together and actually play.
Oh, I squished my cookies.
Some role-playing. Watch out for your cookies, James.
You have a sheet of cookies.
I forgot they were in there from lunch.
That is a flat cookie.
Might still be good, you know? It's like flatbread. It's easier to eat.
Like,
James,
why is this uncomfortable?
The starving people in the world eat it.
Yeah, come on, man. Is that cool?
Think about the starving
people
children.
I'll eat it if you take a bite out of
other countries that...
Eat it.
Anyway, tonight we're going to be playing
eat
The Sprawl.
Eat it.
Before we get back into the swing of the game, why don't we go around and you guys can just quick introduce your characters. You don't have to give too much info. And we'll say what we remember about last session.
I gotta get my book.
Eat it.
I'll introduce my character first, run and get my book while everyone else is introducing. Hi, I'm James. I'm playing the soldier. And I totally cut Meyer off. Not on purpose. Entirely on accident.
Wink, wink.
It was on purpose.
Hockey.
You guys should all see the murderous glare that Meyer is giving James.
I kind of could feel it. I think my cookie's starting to inflate. That's how intense the stare is.
Eat it.
I'm not eating. It was in my back pocket. For
Meyer, no stabbing.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm a soldier. My name's Mac, and I shoot haunted, scarred, muscular, military, decorated skin, and...
Wow, I think
I'm the fun one.
I feel like I know your person.
No, Meyer.
No, Meyer, no murder.
Oh.
Sitting on the bad side, otherwise I would have stopped him.
Yeah, that's a convenient excuse.
Yeah.
Nope, Meyer, no murder. All right, I am Alex, and I'm playing Rook. He is the driver. He's got cool eyes, a rugged face, a toned body, and casual wear, and decorated skin. He's kind of like Lapidus from Lost. He walks around in jeans and sneakers and a Hawaiian shirt, and he's got a whole bunch of Sailor Jerry style tattoos up his arms. And he could remotely control his car with his brain and his drones, Calvin and Hobbs.
I feel like a lot of your characters are like Lapidus from Lost.
Not really.
I think every single character you've played is some sort of kind of Lapidus from Lost.
I disagree.
I don't remember which one Lapidus was.
He's a helicopter pilot.
I stopped watching after season two.
He's a pilot.
Two,
Jeff Fahey is the fantasy cast for all of Alex's characters.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Eric. I'm going to be playing Chuckles. He's the killer. Yeah, he does that. Well, not anymore. Where is my look? He's got dead eyes, a weathered face, a muscular body, and military wear. He was a soldier in the Missouri Militia.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
And then, he had a lot of PTSD, and they did some stuff to remove it, which also left him without, like, any sense of humor or emotions or whatever.
Yeah, like some brain stuff.
Yeah.
Kind of like Bull.
Emotionally castrated.
Like nice hat.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to find my book.
Not in the same way.
Hat.
He's not always angry or anything.
Everyone wasn't always
had
angry.
To wear the hat.
Well, what else was I going to do with it? My book was under it. I had to move it out of the way.
Oh.
And then to make sure I didn't put it back underneath.
He doesn't kill everything. He's like...
Bull didn't kill everything.
Also, Eric didn't horribly min-max his character.
Oh. I'm Mar, and I'm playing Smoke, The infiltrator.
On the water.
Whoa. Oh, I don't get it. Blah, 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 blah. I'm not going
to get to it. No, no, the lawyers are coming.
He specializes in stealth. And... and that's it. And he also has a nice apartment. Oh, he thinks
in
so,
the anyway. In the second sub basement of an yeah. abandoned building.
Yeah, yeah.
I forgot to hook my weapons are snap, crackle, and pop, but I don't know. I don't realize that's the funny thing.
Of great. When I was talking to my character, yeah, it was a great chance for you to talk about your fucking character.
Eric Meyer, no murder.
I was going to say, I completely expected you before to have Meyer to start doing it, and no one would have stopped him.
Well, he tried.
Yeah,
and now you're going to die. I mean, you're still alive for this game, but you're going to be those wounds, you're dead.
That's yeah. a weird injury.
Right, he's going to bleed out through his beard, so. It'll take a while.
It's going to take a while.
So what do you guys remember about last game?
Horrible stuff happened.
I have a date.
It wasn't that horrible. You have a date?
Yeah, that's true.
I have a nice apartment. Like, other guys don't really think so.
So we got hired to steal a server called Bassinet from the company Pentatech.
I met a little girl, because I hacked into their system.
Yep.
I still have a couple of holes, I think.
So. We did some reconnoitering. So we got blueprints of the building, and we got a layout of the Pentatech compound in Kansas City?
Yep.
3KC. Right. So our plan, so Meyer hacked into the system and went to the Bassinet server.
Yeah.
And there was a little girl there, which is weird.
What's her name?
Catherine. She said.
And we also know that Pentatech was experimenting with, was it brain uploading or like mind running software?
Neural emulation and interfaces.
Oh, so
and genetics.
Like both. Oh, both. And genetics. And yeah, so we started to come up with a plan. We're going to, there's a building adjacent to, like, butts up against the fence on one side. So we're going to zip line over. And then we're going to go to the building where the Bassinet server is. And Meyer, no, not Meyer, Smoke That's is me. Going to reboot the Matrix system to cause a distraction. Because he has root access.
Yep.
But we also learned that the server is the size of a refrigerator.
So we need like a...
Right, so we're going to need a way to get it out. So once we have it outside the building, I'm going to call into my car... And we're going to tie it to the roof and bug the fuck out of there.
The server's big. Yeah,
it's
just
playing up, right?
It's not small. No, no.
Someone was going to go... Oh, wait. I think Chuckles and Mac were going to go to the power plant to cause a distraction. And you and I were going to go steal the server.
Yeah.
I feel like we don't have to split up yet.
Yeah, I thought that was a last-ditch scenario. Yeah. Like, if once you guys got the server, we go and cause a distraction because your car bursting through is going to make a scene.
I'm not even sure we would need to necessarily do that. Like, if we can get some remote detonated explosives, that would set off... Where's my gear list? We have 4 intel and 2 gear. So if we save it, one of our gear could be, like, a remote explosive... So it'd be like, we're about to drive the car through the fence. Okay, let's blow up their power plant. Which would also take out power for a good chunk of the city, too. Because they provide power for the city, right, you said?
Yes, they're feeding the grid.
Yeah. And it's a small price to pay.
Right, well, it would make it easier for us to get away.
Yeah.
And, Mac, you had a beginning of the session move, didn't you?
Yes, I have... I thought I wrote that down. I know, but I thought I wrote down that I have things. All right, here's the plan. That's when a plan comes. I love it when a plan comes together. The start of a mission, roll edge, plus 10 plus gets 3 hold and a 7-9 gain 1 hold.
Go ahead, roll it.
I don't want to. Might be candy in there.
You can do it, James. You can do it, James. Eat it, eat it, eat it.
got.
It's 2d6, right?
Mm-hmm. My 2d6. Get some damn dice.
I am getting some dice.
Get
your dice. All right,
so plus edge.
Plus edge. If that's what it says on your sheet, yeah. Then yes.
Seven. I got a 9.
9. All right, so what do you hold one then?
Yeah.
And when can you spend your hold?
During the mission, I spend one hold for the following effects. I either have that piece of gear I need right now, or I appear in a scene where I am needed right now.
Okay, cool. All right, so when are you guys going in?
Nighttime.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going at night.
Under the cover of darkness.
In the middle of the night, or like late evening when like
middle. We do a middle of the night where security was at least like right during the shift change.
Okay. In that case, the building that you guys have to zip line in from, Eric.
Cool.
What kind of building is it?
Oh,
a castle.
Keep in mind, the surrounding area is very, like, corporate parky. It is it's upper Casey, so it's very polished and
it was just some kind of office building. What could they possibly be doing in this office building?
The cleaners are there.
It's like Dunder Mifflin paper.
It's a paper shredding company.
I was going to say some sort of office supply.
So you know, just to make this extra cyberpunk, I like paper shredding. They digitize books.
Okay.
So like universities will send them their libraries and such.
And then they destroy them.
And they destroy them and digitize them.
Like Fahrenheit, whatever.
In that book, it's illegal to have.
Yeah, you can't
read them.
Yeah.
So at least you could read them still.
That's true.
Yeah. So basically, it's an industrialized process.
That's not true.
It's basically like a huge warehouse, racks and racks of books, and they have like big industrial paper shredders that they toss the books into, and there's a like a fan that blows the pieces past a scanning lens, and software scans all the shredder and reassembles it into.
That seems like the most inefficient way to do this. But okay,
I'm the Bible.
Sometimes you'll get books that have pages where they're
right.
Supposed to be.
There are some fuck-ups, but overall it works somehow. Because each piece of shredder has like a unique footprint, and the software can reassemble.
No. I know it, but it's just weird that's how they decided to do it.
I stole that idea from Werner Vinge.
He's coming to get you.
He probably will. I think he's retired now. He's got nothing else better to do.
With a chainsaw.
Yeah.
Gets up. It just calmly walks out of the house.
Honey, I'll be back later.
Did someone steal your book digitizing idea again?
Yes.
So anyhow, it's a big empty warehouse full of shelves and shelves of books. You guys are... You park. I'm assuming like nearby. Are you gonna send your? Are you gonna send your car?
Yeah, no.
Like?
I'm gonna drop us off. So we can get outside or down the block, mm-hmm. and I'll send my car to the. I'm the spot around the fence furthest from any corporate stuff. So like the most remote part of their campus.
I would say without you, like, paying direct attention to it, it can be like a self-driving car. It can't do anything crazy.
Oh, but just, like, loop the block.
It can just, like, go and park somewhere, or if you tell it to, you know...
Yeah, basically, I want it to go park as close as it can to that spot, so it will be there when we're ready to go.
All right. So how are you guys? You guys got a zip line in from the second story. You're going through the warehouse, you're going to try to climb the outside of the building.
And you said we have hand cars. You said we had hand carts.
Yeah.
Yes.
That you can have without.
Yeah.
It's a hand truck. It's
right.
It's not like.
Oh, we should also furniture dollies.
It's a future one.
It's a collapsible one. Right. Oh, that's right. Yeah, it's collapsible. Bless you.
I remember how you said that we could have a thing where, like, it it just, like, if you touch something that's refrigerator size, it shrinks it to about, like, the size of a piece of
paper. That's true.
Yeah,
I do
remember. Yeah, it makes,
like, a credit card size. You can put it in your wallet.
No, it makes a credit card size, but it keeps all its mass.
Yeah.
So it's a credit card that weighs as much as a refrigerator.
So we're just in a circle all, like, holding
that would actually probably make it worse because you wouldn't be able to actually hold it.
Everybody take a corner.
Yeah.
As your fingers, you can't do that. They should make a refrigerator. His one.
Yeah, come on, Ryan. Why'd you let us have that? This is a stupid idea.
No. We should enlarge it so that way the weight would be dispersed.
Oh, yeah, we'll make it like three refrigerators.
Right. Everybody will just
fall. All right, everyone take a corner.
Yeah, but you have to hold a refrigerator with that.
That's something the weight of a refrigerator. But I'm pretty sure like each of us could grab a corner on this.
I mean, your fingers would just fall off.
Yeah,
you destroy your fingers.
So, are you guys? As I said, you can try to get into the building, and there's presumably stairs inside. Go up to the roof, or you can try to scale the outside of the building.
If we have a rope, could I just send Hobbs, like? Tie the rope to Hobbs and send him and Calvin up and have them anchor the rope at the top of the building?
I got just mixed up when you said Hobbs, because I was just thinking of Will's character Hob from Dungeon World.
Yeah.
Just have him there.
Fine.
I mean, I think, is that all right with you guys? I figure that'll be easier than trying to break into the building.
What the fuck?
What?
The picture of my character info has little kids with them.
They're infiltrators in training.
That's a little creepy.
A little bit.
My guy looks kind of like a less creepy version of the Joker from Dark Knight.
Mine's a lady.
Actually, might be. I can't
tell.
My
guy looks like a girl from the
80s. My guy has a gun.
Wow. I was just expecting to see him in like
James, I don't think your person identifies as a lady, though.
No. She identifies as a cat.
So do we want to break in or do we want
to take
climb?
On me? I was expecting to see like a take on me music video.
Do we want to break in or do we want to climb the side?
I will climb.
Keep in mind, Mac, when you give them orders, they get plus one forward to follow the orders, right?
I think that was just for...
I think that was during the light work.
Okay.
Here's the plan. When you plan them, it's everyone whom you assign a task takes plus one. So, yeah, it's when you're... I guess it's during the planning stages.
I mean, I would consider that you could do that. Mm-hmm. As long as you give them an order and they do what you tell them, they can get plus one forward.
Groovy.
So, you make the call now, since you're...
What's your character's name again?
Me?
Yeah.
Rook.
Use your little drone thingies and have them climb up with the rope so we could tie it up there and climb up.
They have names.
Yeah, I don't have the time to learn that right now.
Well, then I don't have the time to climb a rope right now.
They're Calvin and Hobbs. I remember.
Chuckles knows. So what would you like me to do?
I would like you to send Calvin and Hobbs to the top so we can and anchor the rope so we can climb up the building.
Oh, sure. Sure thing.
So act under pressure.
Act with under pressure. One. That's cool. Plus one. Nice.
Infinite ones.
That gives me a 9.
Okay.
Infinite ones. That's like all the ones. Plus more.
It is the ones that never ends.
All right. So there's you're sending Hobbs up with it.
Well, I'm sending both of them. Okay. Actually, it probably make more sense to send Calvin, because he has 8 legs, so he can, like, hold the rope with 2 and climb with 1. So, Calvin.
Here's the thing. There's nothing concrete, there's nothing solid to anchor the rope to on the roof.
Oh.
You can have Hobbs plant himself up there and use your drone as the anchor point of the rope. But if someone, weighs too much or pulls too hard, it might get damaged.
Yeah, I don't think Calvin's big enough because he's small and Hobbs is medium. I don't think they'd be big enough. Nope. So rope's no go. And I'll have Calvin climb back down.
All right.
All right, so Smoke.
That's me.
I understand you're the infiltrating type.
Well, I'm pretty good at that, yeah.
Can you get inside this building without being seen and stake it out so we can break in and climb to the roof? See if you can find us a safe way to the top?
Yeah, I can do that.
Alright.
We don't want to draw too much attention to ourselves.
That's one of my moves, Capper. When you specialize in infiltrating and unconventional access points and maneuvering through locations by unconventional routes, during your infiltration, you have an opportunity to... Oh. I guess I can. I can infiltrate.
We'll find out.
So how did your cat murderer move work?
I don't know. It just doesn't...
It just says he does it.
So what is
it? It just works.
It just works.
Yeah, cast Capra.
And that's just
it. Let's see.
Can you guys take me seriously with my hat on?
No. But I want to take you seriously with your hat off.
Yeah, everybody wait. Hates this hat, and I don't know...
Oh, wait. Covert,
I like it.
Covert entry. When you attempt to infiltrate a secure area... Oh,
I think you're going to take it off because I said I like it.
All right. After
you're going in first.
So yeah. I roll cool.
All right, so go ahead. And also say what you do.
And the plus one from James telling you to do that.
Okay. Right now, I'm...
Mac telling you.
I'm trying to find... Mark sitting there fondling himself while he's rolling his dice.
That's pretty standard.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm looking around. I'm running around at the speed of sound.
I'm touching
you. Got places to go. Got to follow that rainbow.
Just sticking around.
Live and learn! No, wrong one.
Oh,
hanging
on
the edge
of
tomorrow.
Okay.
Let's see what I got. Oh my god. It rolled again. Oh, okay.
What did you get the first time?
I had a 10.
Okay.
I have a cool. What's my cool? Wait. My cool is 2. A 12.
12.
Plus the 1 for me.
Third, well, then a 10 plus. On a 10 plus, I gain 3 hold.
I'll hold you.
Alright, so you have to describe the infiltration and security measures I must overcome.
Okay, there is a magnetically sealed door. The interior of the building is, there aren't any security guards, but there are cameras positioned to cover the most area.
Okay.
So you'd have to find blind spots or disable the cameras at some point, you know, somehow.
Okay.
It's kind of like an old warehouse, so there are plenty of windows, but they're higher up.
Oh. All right. Well then,
and then there are locked roll down cages, like a loading dock in the back.
Way shut.
Okay, so I guess what I would do right now, and the first priority is disabling the cameras so they don't see us. So I will disable the security system. First I have to bypass the security system.
Okay.
Put it on a loop so they don't notice that it's going wrong. That there's anything wrong.
Then should I disable it? Then I can. That we can know we can open that door, the magnetic door.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll bypass the camera. So I'll keep it on a loop. The cameras.
Okay.
So he sees nothing there. I will then disable the door so it can open. And then escape notice. What's an escape notice?
I guess that would be if there's guards, you wouldn't get seen.
No, because one's disable a guard and one's escape notice.
Escape notice.
If you're hiding.
Oh yeah, I got no escape. Yeah, no.
You know the way you were saying it, I was like, what does he mean? Oh yeah, escape.
They started notice an escape,
escape
notice.
Being noticed.
It's escape.
I thought they worded it weird.
Like a notice, yeah. Like, oh, this guy.
Yeah,
it's like Solid Snake. Also,
I guess
hiding a box.
Notice.
So, if there's one guard, you can, sneak up behind and clock him on the head. If there are 30 guards and you don't want to start that fight, you can...
Yeah, well, I would...
Avoid
well, it's hold three, so I guess... I can't
spend your hold one for one, so...
Well, one's bypassing security, one's disabling it, and I have a third one, which... I mean, I guess I'll escape notice. Maybe they never...
Okay,
the cameras
so
never
great.
Saw me.
So,
went in clean.
Yeah, so smoke. How do you sneak in?
I start talking to smoke.
You said there's open
smoke.
Window,
I need
right?
you to go infiltrate that building. Enough said. But smoke.
I'll climb to a window.
That way.
Okay.
And when I skip on my window, that's when I'll see it's open. I'll jump down. I'll jump into a blind spot.
You can see the camera, you know, pivoting on its on its joint.
You know how I picture that scene going? It's like, Smoke, do you think you're gonna, like, I turned to point at the building, saying, do you think you could sneak into that building, and I turn around and you're gone, like in, like Batman
turn
does
back
all
to
the
window,
time.
He's already climbing into
you turn back to the window, he's like Spider-Man on the side of the building.
I will, like, shimmy my way through blind spots to get to an acid point where I will bypass the system. Maybe like a, you know, and then...
All right, so you find the security room, mm-hmm. You know, jimmy the door open with a screwdriver or something, set all the cameras to loop, and then turn them all off.
Yeah.
So whoever's getting those feeds is going to get, you know, the same loop.
Yep.
I've seen that guy walk out of the elevator four times.
I was going to say, like,
where is he going?
When the guy walks out of one door and into the other, so you just keep getting that guy.
Is that movie with Catherine Zeta-Jones and Sean Connery where they were in the elevator and they had to leap the camera?
Right, so you guys are all standing outside on the sidewalk. You hear the magnetic lock from this warehouse click, and the door slides open. And Smoke is standing on the other side.
Good job, Smoke.
Hey. So did it work?
What?
Never mind. All right, I bring Calvin and
Mom. Of course it works. He's inside the building and has opened the door for us.
Oh, chuckles. That's a good one.
Thank you. What did he mean?
He was being sarcastic.
Oh.
What? No, it was a good one. It was funny.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's get up to the roof.
All right, so you guys head up to the roof. Which one of you has the zip line?
My mom.
James.
Yeah, I guess the guy with the shooting experience should have it, huh?
I think that's going to require you guys to spend gear.
All right.
So,
can other gear be a big inflatable boat?
No.
You never know, we might need it.
No. Notes.
So are we doing edge here?
I'm going to say... Everybody act under pressure. You can fire the line down onto the campus without being noticed. Everyone,
10.
Who's going first? 10?
Wait, James, tell us to act under pressure.
8.
Cool.
I'll go first and make it look easy for everyone.
Okay.
Woo! Except I don't do that.
What, you say woo like Ric Flair?
Woo! Woo! Way to not avoid, way to not draw attention to us.
So Rook hooks.
Oh, cool!
I guess we have like handles or something that come with the zip line. So he hooks it over and jumps, and Hobbs or Calvin is like strapped to my side, and Hobbs just follows above me. So you guys just see them go and then land, and he like rolls, tucks and rolls as he hits the ground.
That looks simple.
Oh, that's easy.
Chuckles, so you got an 8?
Yeah.
All right, so your hard bargain is you're about 8 or 10 feet off the ground, mm-hmm. And you hear the rope start to strain a bit. You're a little too heavy for this.
Oh.
Apparently this rope wasn't spec'd for you. So you have two choices. You can either keep going and maybe risk that the rope breaks.
Mm-hmm.
Or you just drop off now and take a harm.
Well, how will I get back up if I...
Well, you're over... I'm assuming he's over
the
fence.
Yeah, you're over the fence.
You're just...
Because the building... We said last time, the building like abuts the campus. It's right
up. So I was the second one to go?
Yeah.
I'll probably drop... What?
Risk the rope.
Well, all right.
What? No. That's...
No,
I'm already over. Fuck it.
I think it would be better if I dropped and took the harm.
No, risk the rope. I rolled a 5. There's a fucking rope.
So James is going last.
All right. You fall and take a harm.
How does that work?
You fill in a segment of your... Do you have any armor?
Yeah. I have two armor.
Die.
Okay. So it doesn't really matter. You're armored enough that you fall and it's... It's absorbed by whatever padding you're wearing. What kind of armor do you have?
Body armor.
Okay, so yeah, you pretty much just like fall, but you tuck and roll with it. You're gonna have to make the harm move though.
I don't remember.
So you roll plus the harm you took.
Yes,
which
it was
nothing.
One.
You want to get a low.
Wait, plus...
Hang on.
Well, no, plus zero, right?
No, because the harm suffered by the level of your armor.
Mm. Oh.
Oh, wait, so, wait, wait. When you suffer harm, even lower the harm suffered by the level of your armor, fill a number of segments, and then roll harm suffered. Okay, so you roll plus zero.
Okay. Nine.
Ooh.
Nine. So you get to pick.
No, the MC chooses one.
Oh, the MC chooses. I'm sorry.
I lose my grip on whatever I'm holding. I'm not holding anything.
You lose your grip on reality.
Oh, damn it. Not
you
again.
You fall. No, oh, I fell through the world. Oh, God, hate these games. They need to think. They need to patch this.
Okay, so, Rook, when you made your landing, mm-hmm. there's like some bushes nearby that you run over to. Chuckles hits the ground like a wet ton of bricks, and you hear footsteps. You see like someone with a flashlight. Hello? Is anyone there?
Well, I said no.
What do you do, Chuckles?
Well, let's see. Is there anywhere around that I can move to hide?
Yeah, there's the bushes nearby. It's going to be kind of a tight squeeze to get there without this person noticing you. They're like coming up the path.
Are we trying to do this without casualties?
We're trying to do this without drawing attention to ourselves. So if you take him out quickly, we're going to have to stash his body in the bushes.
Okay, because if I take him out...
Just be quiet.
...really quickly, then he can't tell anyone else.
So you could act under pressure to... You act under pressure to run to the run to the bushes.
The employer didn't say nothing about any... Didn't say to avoid wet work, right?
No.
Hey, so. my playbook isn't called the runner. It's called the killer.
So you're gonna try to kill this guy?
Yes.
Just do it quiet.
All right.
That's all I have.
I will use my regular machete because
you have
probably
a different machete.
Oh, I have my well, it's more of a blade.
Elongated machete.
I have a Mizuradine Show Me Saber.
Oh.
Which also does shock damage.
Yeah, we don't want him screaming in agony for being electrocuted.
Yeah.
Right. So he's coming up the path with his flashlight.
Is there somewhere I could step aside so when he gets closer,
damn,
he won't see me until he's closer, I just swing the machete for his throat?
Yeah, we'll say there's a, like a utility shed or something you can sort of step behind. But make me act under pressure to, you know, get in place so you can ambush this guy.
That's cool, right?
Yeah.
Eight. I'm good at those almost full successes.
Yeah.
It's better than a failure.
Yeah, it is better than a failure, because I don't get to make a move.
and every time we fail, now it increases the clock.
Action clock.
The, yeah.
Oh.
Which is bad. Not that kind, but like under six. Six or under.
Mm-hmm. Right. So... You don't think there's time. You realize that there's not quite as much space as you thought there was on the other side of the shed.
Mm-hmm.
So you can either sort of tuck yourself back there and maybe I would say take minus one forward to the attack, because it's going to be like a really awkward position to keep yourself out of full view.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could just charge straight at the guy and try to slash him with your saber.
Yeah, I'll try to trade the guy.
Okay. In that case, mix it up.
All right. That now I can roll plus synth instead because of my neural interface.
Yes. So what do you target?
And I count as a small gang.
Okay. What do you target on him?
I'm trying to go for the throat.
Okay.
So, like, just probably a stab right to the windpipe.
All right. So you want to stab out his windpipe.
It's a bigger pipe, though.
Yeah, he wasn't using it.
Yep.
I like the bagpipes.
Bagpipes.
Alright, so what does it mean that I'm a small gang?
That means you do plus one harm, and you also take minus one harm.
Okay, so it doesn't affect my hitting him.
No, it affects how much damage you do.
It affects your killing him.
Six.
Six.
I rolled really good on the... God damn
it. Don't fuck. Don't say that. Maybe that's what. Say fuck God. That's why he's giving you fuck shitty rolls, man.
James, could you quickly whisper kill that guy? So I can get...
Chuckles, you charge ahead. There's little reticles that appear in your HUD as your neural interface targets this guy's throat and gives you like the perfect arc of swing to slit his throat. But just as you like run forward, he bends over. Like he doesn't see you coming. He bends over to look at something on the ground, and you smack him on the head. He's wearing like a helmet. You smack him on the head, and he falls backwards. And he looks up at you in fear. And he just goes, "Intruders! Intruders in the southeast corner!"
Soon as I can, I'm stabbing down.
Yeah, he's.
I'm figuring he's still going to get a word out.
He's dead, but he got the word out. Son
of a bitch.
Do we have communication gear, or would that have to be under gear?
That would probably have to be under gear.
Shit.
You see this happening. The action clock is now at 1800. So they are at full alert right now.
All
right.
So
wait, what was 1500?
1500 was heightened security.
When did we get to 1500?
Something that we did last time advanced the action clock.
Yeah, when I fucked it up.
Because you advanced the action clock first, then the legwork clock, then the action clock, then the legwork clock.
Oh, I thought you did all legwork clock first and then the action clock. Oh, okay. That makes more sense. Never mind.
Can I use my hold on my thing to appear in the scene where I'm needed right now?
Yes. So you don't have to act under pressure to...
Wait, what about... Smoke has to get down too.
Yeah, so Smoke, you could.
But I failed my rolls.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. I rolled a 13, so.
Okay, so Smoke is down.
Time for us to go, I think. Anyone?
I was waiting for Ryan to say like that there were soldiers, people coming, or something like that. So I was like, "Yeah."
You hear vehicles approaching. You can see up in the trees. You hear like the whine of quadcopters approaching.
All right, quick, hide this body in those bushes over there.
They already know we're here. Just go.
But they'll be looking around here for this for whatever made that noise, and they won't see it. So they'll have to spend time looking in this area for whatever made that noise. And we can be on the other side of the field by now. Just do it.
Okay. Let's hide the body. And waste time.
One of you guys has to make me an act under pressure roll to do this quickly enough and get out before the quads. All right,
who's got better cool than me?
I'll cool is zero.
Someone else can help, though.
I will help.
You can help.
Okay, I was meant to.
Or interfere.
Don't worry. You can help. I'm good at hugging.
What's the roll for help?
You just roll plus your link with...
Oh, I don't think I have a link with...
With smoke?
Does anyone have a link
with... I will help
smoke. I have
smoke.
A link with smoke. I don't have a link with smoke.
All right, before we do that, you're helping, you're making the roll.
I got 9.
The other two of you can get away clean without having to roll for it.
Okay.
Where are you going?
Just note, you also get a plus 1 because I told you guys to do that.
Where can we go? What good entrances are around the place? Because we still want to get in. We just want to not be seen.
I believe your plan last time, there was like a chain link razor wire fence around the R&D complex. So you could probably go to whatever segment you were going to
cut
your way in through and just wait.
Okay. Is that good with you?
Yeah.
So with James's plus 1, that puts me at a 10 for helping.
Okay.
So on a 7 plus... They take plus 1 forward or minus 2, so minus 2 for... No, I'm kidding.
Thank you.
So plus 1 and 7 to 9, so I guess I'm not implicated in the results of the other character's move?
You're backing into the bushes first, so you can...
Gotcha.
You can...
Like, so I'm out of sight.
You can drop his feet and run.
Gotcha.
Without...
Okay. So that puts you at plus 1 from me and plus 1 from James. So plus 2 on top of whatever you roll.
13. I got a 9.
All right, so you guys stash the body in the bushes just as the two quadcopters break the tree line, and you see them crisscrossing the area. They have little like LED spots that they're scanning with, and they pick out your zip line immediately and fix on it. So,
do they go towards it? Because the zip line would be like behind us, right?
If you're facing, imagine like buildings here, utility shed, like open pathway, bushes. So you guys are like here.
Okay.
The zip line connects like down here.
So my own quadcopter has jamming. Would that affect those quadcopters?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to. So let's say I set Hobbs to hover right above me with the jamming thing going. Would that be like an umbrella so we could run and they wouldn't be able to see us?
I would say it would screw up their, it wouldn't screw up their feet, their feedback, mm-hmm. like their sensors. It would screw up the transmission.
So their pilots
wouldn't be able to see.
Good enough, because I don't see any other options we have. Mm. So,
and they're you guys succeeded, so they're not looking at you right now anyway.
Oh, so if we just run, they're
so you,
not.
If you just run.
Oh, okay.
They know someone's there.
Right.
And like when the security detail arrives like momentarily and sees the zip line and they're gonna search the area.
Then there, yeah.
But you guys can slip away. You acted quickly enough.
So I guess yeah, we're gonna run. Acting under pressure?
Yeah.
Wanna make it?
Yeah.
James and I don't have to do that right because we're
9
already.
Okay.
Oh, I'm still good right now. 13 again, like I rolled up 11. So I plus 2, 13.
All right, so Smoke, you're okay. You're going to make it to the fence segment, no problem.
It's going to bite me in the ass right now. I'm doing good right now. Mm-hmm. Later on, it's just going to...
Oh, Ryan.
Yes.
When I took the harm before, did I still count as suffering harm?
What do you mean?
No.
Because I'm masochistic when you suffer one or more harm mark experience.
No, because you didn't actually take the harm.
Okay.
Oh, and speaking of which, you guys successfully infiltrated the campus, so you can all mark XP.
Well, that's successful.
Well, that's... you're in.
Thanks, Eric.
Problem. You're in.
Well, it's going to be even worse if we let you go.
Where's experience on this sheet?
It says where's XP. On the back, right next...
It's different in all the sheets. So. Rook.
Yeah.
You see Smoke slip across like a parking lot, and you're about to go when a security guard holding a pistol and he's got his pistol drawn. He looks kind of young and very nervous, but he's standing like right in the area that you need to run across. So what do you do?
Is he doing like the tactical thing where he's holding his flashlight and his gun?
Yeah, he looks more like he's supposed to be stationed there. So he's just sort of, you know, he's got his gun drawn at the ready if anybody...
Can I try to sneak around him?
Yeah, that would be act under pressure.
All right. I'd rather not kill the kid. Also, my gun is loud. That's a 9 again. God damn it.
All right. Let's see. So here's the thing: you really can't sneak by him without like putting yourself in the open. So you can either like run and try to take him out real quick, or just like sneak and take the long way around, which basically means like you'll be skulking around while these three get to do something.
Yeah.
And you'll catch up with him later.
I'll take him out quick. Or okay. Try, anyway. Mix it up?
Yep, you mix it up. So you say, state what your objective is.
Knock him out.
Okay.
Yeah. Roll plus meat. All right. Oh, no, that's my car. I can mix it up with my car. But
if only you had your car here, you could run...
Well, it's a parking lot. Before I do that, do any of these cars in the parking lot have a remote control module?
You're not sure.
All right, never mind.
Yeah, it would be like...
Nope, that's a 5.
Ooh. All right.
We were doing so well.
So what do I want to do here?
Oh, I don't even get a miss. So you just get a move. That sucks.
Yeah. All right. So you charge
every mix-up roll.
You charge out into the parking lot, but he's like got razor sharp reflexes. He turns. He's got the gun on you, and he says, "Freeze!"
I freeze. Now, hold up there, son. I would really hate for something nasty to happen to you.
You shut your mouth.
Did I see
hands
this?
Above your head, on your knees.
Can I help him out?
You can. Yeah, you're past him. You're behind this guy.
I was gonna send Hobbs after him, but
because I do have a silenced handgun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna say no. Hobbs is not quiet, but
so smoke if you want to shoot the guard.
Mix it up. Oh, wait, I did it.
Plus meat.
Yep.
Plus meat.
Unless you have a move that says otherwise.
No. Oh. Well. Oh my god, I did it. 10.
Yes. Alright, what's your silence gun? Steps.
2 harm, close, quick.
All right. In that case, you know what? You got a 10. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Rook, yeah. you see smoke like duck out from behind a building. You know, just come down, come. You know, sneaking up behind this guy, he raises his pistol.
I feel real bad about this.
And then, pop! You get spattered with this guy's brains.
Thank you.
Does he have a radio?
He does.
I'm gonna take that.
It's like a security HUD. So he's wearing a helmet. It's built in.
All right, I'm just gonna take his helmet. And take a second to drag his body between 2 cars.
All right.
And is his gun worth taking? Because I have a heavy pistol right now. Is that basically the same thing that he has?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. It's 2 harm, hand close, discreet, quick reload, loud.
Yeah, mine's better. Okay.
Loud and discreet?
Discreet, like you can hide it.
Okay.
So I'm gonna grab his helmets and toss it to smoke, and then drag his body between 2 cars. Thanks.
Yep.
Let's go. And then we run. Does anyone besides me have a neural interface?
Is that what the bad thing is called?
You have a targeting suite.
Neural interface with targeting suite.
Oh, okay.
I have neural interface. I have a neural interface with targeting suite as well.
I think you got a text.
I have a neural interface.
Mine's encrypted, so that means it will be harder for them to hack.
I have with data storage.
All right, so do you want to wear the helmet then?
Yeah, sure.
I don't even know if you need the
Oh, no. It's got its own...
I figure that way we can follow their communications at least.
So, Smoke, you put on the helmet. You get the security overlay. There's a HUD that identifies Rook as a hostile. And gives you like pressure points and there's like a targeting reticle that appears.
You still have root access to their security system, right?
Yes, I do.
So make us not hostiles.
I have one hold. Like, all right, I use my last root.
You got a jack in again, though.
Okay.
So does that mean we have to find an access point, or is it wireless?
It's Wi-Fi. There's wireless. All right,
so it's access is edge?
Yes.
Well, why don't we get to a semi-secure spot first?
Wait, access or log in?
It's not log in.
It is touchy-feely touch.
Actually, no. I'm sorry. I think Jack-in just gives you access to the matrix moves. Okay. So yeah, you can just sign on. And do you want to gain access to the security system or?
Well, he already has admin access.
Yes, you have root.
Yeah.
Or root.
I have 3 in security nodes, so I can probably.
If you want to run no pressure.
I'll log into security. So I still have 3 holds in security nodes.
So the routines you can do, you can trigger or cancel an alert.
Yeah.
You can activate or deactivate a physical alarm. Mm. You can activate, deactivate, or override or modify targeting priorities of automated weapon systems which haven't deployed yet. You can activate or cancel a lockdown of the entire physical facility.
Yeah. I can cancel an alert.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll cancel the alert.
I'm not sure what good that'll. We hid the body, so they won't. They know the zip line's there.
Well.
Yeah, they know that there's intruders. It's gonna basically buy you some time while they're confused, like, well, what the hell?
Yeah.
You know. And then they might make everybody re-authenticate once they figure out that you're in their system.
That's true.
That's no point. Who cares if you're hostile?
Okay. Well, because if we're not labeled hostile, I was just going to say, because with their HUD, we would automatically be labeled hostile. But if we're on their white list,
well, also you realize that they might have POV cams. So, like, someone could be... If you were wearing this helmet through the whole mission, someone could be watching you do whatever you do through your point of view.
Do they have POV cams?
You would expect so.
Oh. All right. Well, then we probably shouldn't keep that helmet. Can we break the camera?
You see it on the front of the... I mean, like, it's standard security protocol. So, like, you would think it's like a police officer wearing a body cam and an RFID tag, you know, like, so they can keep track of who's where and what they're seeing and doing.
Is it like GPS tag too, or is it just the camera?
You're not sure. It might be.
We should probably ditch it then.
All right.
Unless you think it's worth keeping.
If you trigger those alerts, it might be useful.
What if we switched it to anyone wearing the uniform, like, is a hostile, so that they all think each other's?
Then they're definitely going to know something's wrong.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, they're also not stupid. If they see their buddy Schmitty is all of a sudden tagged as a hostile.
Hey, Schmitty, you're hostile!
Oh, you are! I meant more for, like...
There he is!
I meant more for, like, the automated turrets.
But they haven't deployed those yet. So then they just wouldn't deploy. Wow.
The only two there are Smoke and Rook. So you guys got to make this call. Are you taking the helmet, or are you going to...
Can we look at it to see if we could tell if it's GPS tagged?
Do either of you? You know what? Act under pressure.
All right.
Or you know what?
Assess.
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 Assess. Only one of you gets.
I got a 9.
You got a 9, so you can hold 1.
I guess. What do I notice despite an effort to conceal it? Or what potential complication? Does it have a GPS tag? That's my question.
Yes, you would think it does.
Okay, so we should ditch it. And just toss it back on his body and run.
All right.
So they're going to find that. That means they're probably going to find the guy in the bushes, too, because the feed's going to be showing, hey, look, bushes, and he's not moving. All right, so we'll go.
It's going to take them a few moments because it'll be like, okay, well, who went over there? Oh, it was, you know,
right, but
it was Rourke.
It's not like they're not going to find the body. Yeah,
it's just
going to
take them a minute longer.
All right. So we run over to join those two, I guess.
Okay.
And then we will fill them in about the cameras and the GPS tags on the helmets.
That just ruins everything, doesn't it?
All right, what have you guys been up to while they've been having fun with the security guard?
Are we supposed to be cutting into this fence? That's what we're supposed to be doing?
So yep. I need to know how to kiss on my date.
I'd like to cut into this fence, then. Can I assess is there any chance this fence is, like, electrified?
Can assess.
I'd like to assess the fence real quick.
So go ahead. You can assess. It's the whole building. You know, whatever you can see with your...
If he fails his roll, does that mean he has to test it by touching it?
Because
that's what happens.
All right. One, two...
What are you, Timmy from Jurassic Park?
Yes. Listen, give me a while. Three. The fence isn't electrocuted. Just take a look at it and tell me if you know. Right. And he looks at it and he fails his roll. Well, do you know? I don't know. Well, let's find out. And I just push you into it.
I got a 10 on my assess.
Okay, so you gain 3 hold. You can ask me three questions.
He was trying to climb down. He just didn't climb down.
And you take +1 forward when acting on the answers.
All right. What's my best way in? Through this fence, yeah.
Pretty much the way you guys said in the plan. You cut yourself a corner, slip under.
What potential complications do I need to be wary of?
The fact that this fence is electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie.
You see that there are floodlights, half buried in the ground inside the perimeter of the fence, pointing up at the building. So unless you can, if you cross over those, that you're going to cast a huge shadow. And you can also see and hear little quadcopters patrolling around.
Let's see.
Nice.
Hey, Chuckles, look, a rabbit.
I don't get it.
That is not a rabbit. That is simply your hands casting a shadow.
I played a rabbit once. I was Batman.
You were a rabbit? Rabbit?
I was a rabbit.
How can I... Well, there's half of a question I want to ask.
Okay.
How can I avoid trouble or hide here? I'm looking more for the avoid trouble.
Don't set off the alarm.
Oh, right.
Fuck did I didn't think of that for?
If you stay low, you should be able to get past the lights and avoid the quadcopter's notice.
Well, can you go?
Okay, so now as far as I know, the fence is just a fence. It's not...
As far as you can see, there's nothing rigged up to it. There aren't any, wires leading from it or going to it or
alright, so then I'd like to cut through the fence and inform the others of the floodlights and to keep low.
Okay.
What?
I walk in front of them.
Cutting the fence is not an action. You just, snip, 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 snip.
Alright.
Are you doing anything?
Make sure to keep low.
While Chuckles is cutting the fence.
I'm keeping a lookout to make sure we're not getting... no one spots us, and I'm keeping an eye out for these two to let them know where we are.
Okay. There don't seem to be any security patrols sweeping this area. You can see the quadcopters. They actually have some
no
big,
one escapes the mighty quadcopters.
Fucking RoboCop drones.
Oh, God.
That are marching their way over. Yes.
Oh, boy.
That are marching their way over to where you
guys... Stairs.
Gats to get me in one of those.
Let's go upstairs. Go upstairs. He doesn't do stairs.
These guys can do stairs.
Oh my god.
It's an improvement. It's an improved version.
Bitch.
They seem to be all heading toward the area where you guys broke onto the campus. We used a blind down. But they're spreading around. You know, once they realize that someone has made an incursion, they're going to sweep the area. So you see the two of them come running up. And Rook is spattered with blood.
What happened?
Killed a guy.
Yeah, it's fine.
Is any of that yours?
Nope. I don't think so.
Okay, good. Just kind of wipe some of that off. I mean, it's...
Well, it stains. There's not much I can do about it.
Well, get it off your face.
Oh, it's not much. Oh.
You didn't notice that, but...
I did. I didn't say anything.
Yeah, thanks.
Ugh. Here's a rag.
Where did you get that from?
Don't you carry one on you?
No. Ooh, but I guess I should.
My cum rag.
All right.
Fair reaction.
All right, Chuckles is cutting the fence.
Make sure to stay low. There are floodlights here. They will cast large shadows.
But if it's flooding, we should go to high ground.
But we're on the ground now. We have to continue forward.
You guys know that the...
I just feel like freaking Drax.
You guys know that the server you have to retrieve is on the third floor. You identified where it is in the building. There is like a front entrance. You can see that there are guards congregating there. But as I said, there are also quadcopters and the floodlights, so you might get picked out easily if you attempt to like scale up the outside of the building.
Right.
Or you could use your infiltrator here and send him in first and have him figure out a way.
Are there windows on the ground floor?
Yes.
So maybe our infiltrator can get in and open a window, and then we can just all run in and hop through that.
You son of
a bitch. Smoke.
I'm gone.
No, but he has to tell you what to do.
So you get the plus one.
All right, say it.
Hey, Smoke, go in and get a window open for us.
I'm gone. And I rolled a 13. I got an 11 again. I'm rolling really well.
All right. So that's the setup.
14, because that's plus, because that's 2 and it has the nice. 14. Yeah.
So that's the setup. There are... There's a front entrance with like a guardhouse. There are three or four guards stationed there. I'll say there's also another like basement level loading dock with like the steel roll cages around the back. And there are a couple of like fire exits by the sides. No handles on the outside, but...
Careful, those exits are on fire.
Yeah, they are burning currently.
Oh, no.
There's a fire.
There's a fire. All right. Well, from where I guess... So about one way, the security guards are right there.
Yeah.
So I'd like to escape their notice.
Okay.
So... We kind of, how am I going to get these guys?
You need to either disable them or draw them off. There are four of them, I think you said.
So you said there's like a basement or something, like a sub-basement?
Yeah, it's like a loading dock with the, you know, roll-down doors, it's like down a ramp on a lower level.
So let's... I wanted some. Maybe is there a way if I can get them going in there, I can lock them into that room.
If you like set up a trap for them, you would have to like they are like on the opposite side of the building.
Yeah.
On the front by the front entrance to the lobby.
All right.
So, like, you would have to get them to chase you around to the opposite side of the building.
Yeah.
You can do it.
No, I will... Can't. I know, okay. So I'm gonna go there. Is there, like... Do I see, like, a guard... Like, is there, like, a Oh. I want to have a guard go into that. Is there ever a guard who goes into the docking bay?
They are all, like I said, they're stationed front. The grounds are being patrolled by the quadcopters.
Okay. I'm going to go into the docking bay.
Okay.
Make a sound and have one of the guys come into.
Make a sound like a dying giraffe.
Something there. I gotta make a noise. I gotta throw something. Or...
Cheat! Cheat!
Alright. They are on the complete other end of the building. Okay. So they're not.
Security cameras, though.
Yeah, they're. The drones are gonna come after you.
I don't want that.
And then we'll probably, pin you down with their spots until people can come and shoot you.
Hey! Over here!
Look at this guy! All the drones. Look at this guy!
The drones are coming! The drones are coming!
Alright, so what I will do is bypass the security system and disable it so then they have no access to the cameras.
Okay.
So it means the drones probably don't see us either, probably. And then I will go to the dock and maybe open the door and let these guys in. And then let them know that there's security guards on the other side. Before, you said?
Yes.
And we should, I don't know.
Be very, very quiet.
Yeah.
How do you disable the drones? It could be as easy as, you pick up a rock or a brick and just, chuck it at the thing.
Well, it has to be some sort of signal that it's going somewhere. There has to be something like the computer system.
Yeah.
It's cameras as well as something to...
Okay. So you want to just, find what you... find a fuse box or something.
And, yeah.
All right.
Disable it.
All right, yeah.
The computers go down. The drones probably fall out of it.
Yeah. You get in through the basement. You find the utility area.
Mm-hmm.
You flip the right breakers or whatever, and you guys outside see the drones fall out of the air.
Oh, what a waste!
It's kind of pretty, actually. If you think about it.
One of them lands right near you. It's blades.
Those drones are Garfield and Friends.
Those are good models too.
We should probably not be in this area.
Step on it or something, so then if it gets back on, it doesn't
work. Oh, yeah, definitely disable it.
Yeah.
I'll step on it.
I'll pick up a lead pipe that's just happening.
Yeah, you don't even have to roll for it. You just, crunch, and the thing is down.
It has ceased to be.
It is an ex-drone.
Don't look, Hobbs. Don't look.
So you guys find yourselves in... Hobbs is your...
Hobbs is my flying one.
Hobbs is your flying one.
I'm carrying him
You're carrying him and Calvin too?
Well, Calvin's small and sticky, so I figured he's just on my back.
Okay, cool.
Can I have a sling for them? So yeah. So Hobbs is on my back too.
You have a baby Bjorn for him?
Yes.
So you guys go in through the loading dock... you find yourself in a utility room, a basement. There are some crates and boxes stacked. There's a service elevator, a maintenance elevator. A janitor's utility closet.
There's four guards on the other side of the building.
Shall I execute them?
No, we just need to get upstate. Well,
Chuckles assists.
They are one floor above you, and this is a pretty sizable building, so they're not going to hear you talking.
Okay. Well, we have to be careful because we need to... Well, we can deal with them later, but we also need to bring our refrigerator down three flights of stairs.
Well, there's a service elevator right there. Chuckles, go through these boxes, see if there's anything we can use. This is a utility room, right?
Alright.
I found a mop.
I said something
we can clean the blood after I execute them. Alright, so I'll try to search through those boxes. I guess I'll be assessing.
Assess is more for situations and stuff.
Oh.
Mix it up.
Alright.
Mix it up. Mix it up.
go under the knife.
Getting paid.
So I will roll plus. Roll plus edge.
All right, and with the plus one from James because he told me to do that.
Sure.
Five.
Yes, that's five. Good.
Yeah.
Well, that's with the plus three.
Well, plus one
two.
From you.
Oh, plus one. No.
Whatever. Okay. Everybody's going to need to make act under pressure rolls to dive for cover because what happens is. Chuckles goes up to a crate and like.
Don't complain.
It's a downward spiral right now. It's gonna be doing good right now. It's just gonna fuck me.
Oh, I'm sorry for you. I just rolled a 3 for acting under pressure.
I got a 10.
I got a 7.
I got 12.
You tear open one of the crates, and
there
you see
crates inside. It's a crate of crates.
No, it's not a crate of crates.
It's a Russian doll.
Matryoshka crates.
Meyer, could you get me a cup of popcorn?
Yeah, man.
Thanks.
No, Will's up already.
Okay.
It's actually...
Can you give me a Ryan of Coke?
Yeah.
Tanks of highly pressurized gas with flammable symbols on them. And you're like, this is useless. But the way you open the crate, you could already see one of them is starting to, like, roll out of its cradle. Yeah. And so how did everybody do on those?
I got a 10.
Okay. What's your policy on lying?
You got a 5. You said that already.
No, I got a 3.
You got a 3. Okay.
12.
It was the 5 what got us into this mess.
Right. 12, so you're all right.
And a 7.
You got a 7.
I'm not rolling well today, guys. I'm so sorry.
Join the club.
Let's deal with.
I'm gonna blame Meyer for siphoning all of our good roll skills.
Yeah.
On the plus side, Eric, you're probably gonna get to use that move when you take harm.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. So you take 4 harm.
I have 2 body armor.
So that reduces the harm by 2.
I have a. I'm strong.
I'm a punter.
That doesn't really matter.
So mark your 2 harm.
Yeah, you mark down your 2 harm, and then you roll the harm move.
Let me take my experience, because I've suffered harm.
You have suffered harm. Mac.
All right, so,
roll plus 2.
Right.
You want that 5 again.
Yes, I do. But look what I didn't roll. Look what I got.
Mac
13.
Is Mac is patiently anticipating.
Sorry. So here are your options. You have like a split second to make this decision. Outside, where you might be in view of the security that come running when this explosion happens, or inside, where you take some of the harm but are immediately like safe from notice.
I will go outside.
On the plus side, you get to pick.
Yeah, I like that.
So you're running out?
Yeah.
Okay. So you charge out, and there's basically a huge, like, boom, and a fireball, and Chuckles, you are lifted off your feet and thrown across the room, so you get to choose one of those.
The one that I choose is land gracefully on a pillow and get chocolate.
I'm sorry, that's not on the list.
Then I'll go with lose the use of a piece of cyberware until you can get it repaired.
Okay. So you, as I said, are lifted up off your feet and thrown across the room into the wall. You bang your head. You're rattled for a second, and when you look up, you see in your HUD, your targeting software is offline.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be recalibrated.
Yeah.
Directive 4, error.
I'll talk to you later, Shepard. I need to do some more calculations.
Meanwhile, Mac, you hear running. What the fuck was that? And then you hear someone else say,
"Thanks for telling me to do that, James."
You're welcome.
I thought we can get something useful.
We did. Me hurt.
Well, you said to open the crate that was labeled explosive.
Oh, you didn't tell me to.
What's the clock at now?
The clock is now at 21.
Oh, fuck.
The a very authoritative voice says, we're going to find out what the fuck that was. Jacobson, you go back. Call in the alert. Tell them to lock this whole place down.
All right. I hear it from down the hallway?
No, they're coming around the building to where you are outside.
Okay.
So here, I'll
do I know which side, which side of the building they're coming from?
Yes.
Both.
It would be smart for them to come from both, but they are not.
They are Will, the Will security.
Let's all come from one side and attack him one at a time.
So like you had to run. You're like here. Yeah. This is the dock. They're inside the building. These guys are coming like around from this side, and they are going to like round the building momentarily. So what do you do?
I'm gonna throw a grenade at that corner.
Okay.
So much for quiet.
It's too late now. Somebody made a huge fucking explosion.
Eric, can I get half a cup of that soda?
Somebody told me to make it.
Well,
can you use a distraction? Can I start going towards?
Yeah, I think we both managed to escape. Right. So
yeah, you guys go to the thing.
Cap Ryan, I mean.
I'm gonna.
I think Smoke and Rook just look at each other, nod, and start going upstairs.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys try and complete the mission. I think it's going to time for the killer and the soldier to start
killing and soldiering.
So
what's your objective with the grenade? You want to take out the guys coming around?
I'm going to throw it at that corner. If they notice it there, then they're not going to curtain that corner. But the ones that don't notice it there are going to get hit by it.
Yeah. So here's the thing. You are a badass soldier, so if you, like, pull the pin and then just quietly, like, give it a little touch so that it rolls...
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going for, is that it's going to be at that corner when they get there.
Okay, so that's your objective, so mix it up with me.
Since I am...
Since you have your targeting suite, you can mix it up with synth instead,
I believe. That is much better. I got a 7.
7. Okay.
You see the new DX trailer?
So you choose 2 of those things.
Yeah.
Deus Ex.
Oh, yeah. Looks real good.
Yeah.
The mechanical apartheid. Yeah, I'm looking. I think that's... I don't usually
from the
buy
mix it
games
up?
Day one anymore.
Yes.
But I think
see, you roll the 7 to 9.
Yeah.
So you choose 2 of those items from the 7 to 9 list. So those are like negative consequences of.
Yeah.
So like you take all the guys out. They're out of the picture, but those 2 of those other things happen as well. You guys have 1, 2, 3 hours on the clock left. If you get to 2400. 0 hour on the action clock, you lose.
Okay.
It is impossible to complete the mission. You guys narrate how you make your, you know, bare bones escape, and the game ends.
I'm glad all these moving.
Eric, how do you feel about taking damage?
I'm not great. I'm already at, I already got 2 harm.
You can apply first aid.
Yeah, you can help him.
I do have,
Trauma derms?
I have trauma derms, yeah.
Well, trauma derm just lets you do it slightly better. Anyone can do first aid.
I know, but I out of all the things, the trauma derms are the best thing to take.
Well, yes.
Out of all my stuff. So yeah. I'm saying, like, I have...
Trauma derms just let you... So, what's do going more. On?
All right, I guess... what happened? I'm on the wrong side of the paper now.
How about you take harm and Eric takes harm, or an ally takes harm?
Yeah, I think I'll do those 2.
Eric, all right, so the only you guys ran up the stairs, so the only 2 who can take harm are you guys.
Getting hurt again.
So
better dead than red.
What's the damage on your grenade?
Is it communist?
Do you really want to know?
Yes. No.
4 harm?
Yes. How do you know these things?
I know what a grenade does.
All right, so are you taking harm?
Yeah.
I'll be nice. You can take half the harm.
Okay, groovy.
And your armor comes off that. You're inside, so you take a quarter of the harm. Take 1.
All right, I have 2 body armor.
Okay, so you're fine.
Do I have to roll the harm then?
Yes, you do. Both of you do.
Mine's +0.
+0.
All right, so I have 1 armor.
Six.
That's good.
Six.
Okay, right. So that's yeah, you're all right. You're like staggering to your feet, chuckles, and then there's an explosion outside, and you like reel for a second, but you steady yourself.
Snake eyes.
Nice. Snake eyes. So that's good too. You don't take any additional consequences.
But I do take half the.
You do take. Unless you have. Do you have armor?
I have one armor.
So you take one harm.
Okay.
Okay. You come back down into the loading dock. There's a couple of like small fires that have started, but mostly everything in here is concrete, so you know there's nothing really to burn, and the place is all like blown to shit because of the huge explosion. How are you looking?
I'm at what harm wise?
Yeah,
I have two boxes filled in. I'm at 1800.
Okay, so you're like bloodied, but on your feet, and you know your ears and your head are still ringing from your collision with the wall and the explosion. Mm-hmm. And you know, if anybody says anything, things are very, it's very quiet. Like there's just, you know, this ringing in your ears.
God, 10 units.
So you've taken care of the guards for now. These two have gone up the stairs. What's your next move?
Fortify.
Yeah, we're gonna run cover for the two of them. We need to complete this mission, but yet we need to. It's already gone tits up from where I wanted. So
people know we're here. We will put them down.
I knew I could rely on you.
All right.
So your mission: take out anybody that's a hostile.
Absolutely.
So you guys, before we cut back to Meyer and Alex, where are you headed? What direction? There's the power plant. You could head for like the main gate.
Well, I know we were worried about killing the power because it might activate some extra security protocols, but they know we're here now, and they're trying to lock the place down. So,
smoke.
Yeah.
Matrix reset.
The power will be killed, for I am the killer.
Oh yeah, I can do that.
You had one hold. I remember we said we had that in the bag.
I have one route. Yeah. I have one route and three security
notes. Well, let's wait till we get up to the third floor. Okay. But that could be good for just shutting off everything.
We'll bring the noise to us, make them focus on where we are.
And so the funk?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Especially the funk.
No, especially. Yeah.
Funk
the funk.
Don't funk you up.
We'll bring the noise and the funk to us. And
so you guys, where are you running to? Power plant?
Power plant.
Power plant. Okay, so you guys, like, take off in that direction. We'll get back to you. Rook and Smoke, you two are charging up the stairs, taking them two at a time. There is a it's not quite a klaxon, but it is an alarm blaring in the building. It's an oddly like calming alarm though. It's like a boop
boop. Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Good.
It's lovely.
There's a.
I could listen to it all day and then get shot.
There is a computerized voice, like, issuing instructions. All research personnel, please report to your secure areas. no personnel are to be out in the hallways.
Yeah.
Security is sweeping the building.
Sounds like a plan.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys emerge out onto the third floor. Places deserted. You see, like, a work tablet on the floor. Somebody just like dropped in the middle of whatever the hell it was that they're doing.
I'm taking it.
Okay.
Gas canister rolls out of it.
Wait, I can. Is there like? There's a like. What kind of security does this floor have?
There are security cameras.
Yeah.
And if you take the time to jack into the Matrix, yeah. I can tell you more. But that's going to be mean like finding cover and.
Well, we have four intel,
and you also have the plans of the building we've established. So
right,
Because I can go in the security node and activate a trap, so if they come up here, they're like a turd or something, I can fuck them up.
That might not be a bet. Would we have to use an intel to know where the server room is, or do we know from...
I think I know, right?
You would know from... You saw the digital representation of it. It's... You know that the server room is on the third floor. I would say, yeah, it would be an intel, too.
All right. That's worth a spend.
Yeah.
So I've spent an intel, so we know where the room is. So, like, how far away are we from the bassinet server room?
It's down three hallways, and it's really weird. It's not in one of the bigger labs, because there are big, you know, like server banks, and then there's a research lab, and then there's like a smaller room with an adjoining like ante room, and that's where bassinet is housed.
Huh. Okay. How long would it take you to shut the cameras down?
I don't know. Minutes?
Yeah, it would probably take you like a minute. Mm-hmm. So you would have to guard him while he...
I mean, I could do that, but I'm not quiet.
Well, I think, you know, quiet isn't really relevant in this
True.
Situation.
All right, so is there anywhere we can get into cover here?
Yeah, there's like, your pick. There's office, conference room, laboratory, server farm.
Office?
Sure.
All right, so what I'm thinking, while he jacks in, I'm going to set Hobbs to hover basically right in front of the door. So, and Hobbs has a gun. So basically, if he's my second shot, and I'm going to send Calvin into the... Since Calvin's stealthy, can I send him into the hall to just, like, hide somewhere so I have an eye in the hall to see if anyone's coming?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's how I'm going to set them up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, 10.
To jack in. Okay, cool. So you're in. You duck into an office.
Okay.
And I'm going to lock the door.
You see once again the
draw the blinds and
the mesh the matrix presence of Pentatech. It is a replication of a replica of the campus itself.
Yeah.
Except now there seem to be high scrutiny security measures in place.
Okay.
Those balls of knives that you saw last time, the ICE protocols, are actually like patrolling the perimeter and pulsing.
That's nice. Is there any...
Smokes are friendly.
Yeah. I'm an admin. Is there any traps I could set for people, for the security when they come up, they can get fucked up?
Okay, you can get in without re-authenticating. They're not making your credentials. You still have your admin access.
Okay.
If you run out of hold though, and you want to get any more, it's going to require you to roll.
You know, secure after evil. I'm good.
Okay, so yeah, you make your way to the R&D security node section, and you can spend your hold to do any of those things.
No, it's R&D.
You're looking for the R&D building, okay, but you're accessing the security nodes.
So I'd like to activate like a trap. I mean, it's like turrets, maybe something in there.
Yeah, sure.
They can be only one.
There are stun turrets. They don't actually use.
Well, that makes
lethal.
They don't use lethal force in the buildings.
Mm-hmm.
You can activate the stun turrets. There are also the security areas that they're hoarding all the employees into.
Yeah.
They have blast doors. You could seal those so you're not
or
disturbed.
Or hold the door.
It's just the security or just the people in there?
It's the employees, but you wouldn't have to deal with any of the scientists then, or any of the researchers.
I don't care about the scientists or researchers, though.
Okay.
they're not big. It's like, yeah, I mean, the biggest problem is the security. I think who cares about security?
You could also issue an alert that draws a security to another floor, maybe. Like, you know, we have intruders up on 6.
Is there a 6 floor? How many floors is there?
Go with 8.
Top. Top. Whatever the top floor is.
Okay.
Send them there.
What if that's where we want to make our
There's
escape?
There's intruders on floor 13.
Well, we're going down.
Yeah, you guys, your escape is the car, so I'm assuming you're not going to the roof.
All right, yeah, so we'll say...
leap off the roof to the car.
Can I make them go to the top floor and then lock them into the top floor?
Yep, that'll spend all 3 of your hold. Activate the turrets.
I don't need to activate the turrets if I go through
okay,
and lock
so then
them
you
in.
Still have you still have one...
So what I'll do is say, I'll go to the security up top, you know, say something like, oh, we found intruders, they're up in, you know, 8th floor.
All right, then,
they're on the 13th floor. How do we get to the 13th
you
floor?
You see the POV, you see the POV cams, you know, you, and hear voices, they're up on 8, move.
Yeah,
how many are there?
There are a good, like, 8 or 10.
Damn.
And then once all of them, I see everyone up there, I'm going to lock the door so they get stuck into that building. That all
right.
Floor.
And then shut down the security on our floor?
Oh, yeah. Be able,
that would spend your last hold.
Probably worth it.
Okay.
Okay.
Or at least, like, loop the cameras so they don't know we're there. Maybe looping the cameras would be better, because if we just shut them down, they're going to go, wait a minute.
Okay. So, yeah, I'll loop it. So they think that all the sickest floors...
Yeah, empty and quiet.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. So you guys are taking care of the security presence on the floor. You can now head over to Bassinet and find out what the hell it is.
All right, yeah.
Meanwhile,
you guys are all
Mac and Chuckles, you guys are... What's your strategy here? Are you trying to make it to the power plant? Are you trying to just kill as many things and be as loud as you possibly can?
It's pretty much kill and be as loud as we possibly can. If we get to the power plant, it doesn't matter. We're just trying to keep everyone away from the building so those two can sneak out the back with the refrigerator. And once we get the okay that they got it, which we'll know by the sound of the gate exploding, we'll kill the power and then we'll hide in the cover of darkness.
Okay. So you see a squad of Pentatech security guards. They have all broken out the pistols. And there are also those walker drones that I mentioned.
Yeah, I forgot about those.
There's 4 guards and 2 of those guys.
It's all right. We'll cop the feed one.
They are like fanned out and sweeping the area for any presences. So you guys could like try to sneak around behind them and cause some mayhem. You could just try to sneak by them. What do you do?
We're gonna have to do this tactically.
Wow, what a concept.
Tactics.
So, you know what? You can eat a sock.
I could use a
What kind of sock?
Not wearing it.
A chocolate sock?
Rook, you get +1 forward to eating your sock.
That's not what I wanted!
Well, you don't have to. You just get +1 if you...
Yeah, come on, go for it, man. Don't waste it.
All right, we're gonna have to do this tactically. Those Walker drones look like they can take a beating before they go down.
Definitely.
All right, we'll go around. We'll sneak around them. We'll flank them. Keep them shooting at nothing.
Very well.
And try and take out as many of them as we can, and then make our way to the power plant while they're looking for us.
Let's do it.
All right. So you get. +1 as long as you're acting on those orders.
Mm-hmm.
Act under pressure to sneak around and flank.
Let's watch this fight.
9.
Didn't fail.
9.
Yes! 12.
Not quite the success I would have liked, but it wasn't a fail.
That's just your life.
I went from rolling snake eyes from my last roll to 12 on this roll.
So Chuckles, you can get around them, but the only place you get a clear shot is, like, right out in the open.
In their dicks. No one likes to get shot in the dick.
you could shoot the walker drone right in its dick.
Why would they give them those?
Yeah, you know, seriously. It's
so they can breed?
It's like truck nuts.
Oh.
Okay. It's just pure misguided
drone
bravado.
Dicks, yeah. D-I-K-Z.
Yes. So yeah, you can get into a great position, but it's going to mean exposing yourself to fire.
It's not a very great position.
No.
It's an okay position.
Or you can take -1 to mix it up and stay in cover. Mm. Your choice.
I think this time I might go with the -1 to the mixing it up.
Okay. So both of you say what you're trying to accomplish with what you're doing. Are you, like, tossing grenades and
yeah,
trying
to tossing grenades and shooting from one area, then I'm running to a different area, so while they're shooting at that area I was just at, he can go from behind, take out a few of them, and then sneak over. The point is to keep...
Okay, so you're like, drawing their attention and trying to hurt them, and then you're gonna try to, like...
Now, since he told me to get around and shoot them, do I still get the +1 to...
Yes.
Okay.
Behind is Eric's favorite way to come from.
So
I basically just cause as much distractions, yeah, and hurt as many of them as I can. Roll a grenade, yeah, shoot.
So
my
Mac,
assault
you
rifle.
Mix it up first, okay, and say. I'm gonna say pick an action. You can lead with the assault rifle or the grenade. It's up to you.
I'm gonna lead with the assault rifle and then use the grenade for my.
So for your next action, all right.
I bet that was good.
Yeah, I see.
It's a 7.
Yeah, that's pretty
good. It's a success.
Yeah, man, great success.
Something of value breaks. The mechanized soldier. He's valuable.
So you choose 2.
Uh-oh.
I don't like any of these.
Let's see. There's only, I guess, I take harm, and, yeah, Eric's been taking a beating. If something about you breaks, the only two things I can really pick here.
All right, so what do you have on you?
My weapons,
doll.
My vest, and my collector's edition China dolls.
Why would you bring them?
They're my lucky lucky dolls.
I brought them as patsies for failed roles.
I'm a soldier. That's what I do to help me, keep my.
He has 374 of them, so each time one breaks.
Uh-oh.
And these guys, I'm going to say, have 3. What tags does your assault rifle have?
Near, far, loud, auto fire.
Okay.
Automatically kills rivals.
So auto fire lets you inflict harm to everyone in the area.
Mm-hmm.
Equally. How much harm does it have?
3.
3. Okay. Nice. So, I'm going to say you can get any 2 of these 5 people involved in this combat.
I really wish my neural interface hadn't broken because I could have done additional harm.
In your cone of fire.
Oh, you shouldn't have blown up those tanks.
Well, James shouldn't have told
you. You want to do 2 of the soldiers, the 2 drones, 1 and 1.
I think I'll do 1 and 1, 1 drone, 1 soldier.
Okay. 76.
So the guy gets blown away. He drops dead.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I just got the game.
Oh my god.
The thing takes superficial damage from the bullet strikes. It's really heavily armored. And then your gun jams. So no more assault rifle until you can clear it.
Oh, that is valuable.
I don't like jam. I'm a peanut butter guy.
The thing turns to you.
You're stupid.
No, because my character does not get jokes.
Paul, drop your weapon.
Yes.
You have 10 seconds to comply.
Pretty much.
9, 8,
2.
Like, right, have a good day.
It actually gives you 3 seconds to comply.
Oh,
3,
Jesus.
2, 1.
And that means James is diving for cover.
No.
So you picked. You picked. You take harm it from needs. This.
Yeah.
So it. It opens up with some gunfire of its own. You take two harm.
Shame doesn't sorry. Exist in this universe.
Oh, you don't know that.
So I know it. Oh, I'm from wow. that universe.
Damn. So Mac, you have armor, right?
Yeah, I have one armor.
One armor. So that means you roll plus one on the harm move. You feel a bullet.
Into your urethra.
It hits you in the ribs, and you
damn.
Pretty sure you've got a broken rib now.
Oh, my urethra! Yeah.
My urethra! So you rolled a seven?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my favorite.
So you go down
urethra.
And you kinda, you know, the world reels around you for a second, and then you just see a boot and there's a gun in your face. And one of the security guards says, "Freeze, motherfucker."
Can that be when
surprise,
I'm
motherfucker?
Surprise, motherfucker. Some fries, motherfucker.
So that's when I
so
shoot,
that's
right?
That's when you come out. What are you doing?
I also have an assault rifle that I'm opening up at them.
So what's your tactic here? Do you want, because it says you have to state surprise, an objective? Are you just like killing people? Do you want to try to scatter them?
I think I'm just going for killing. I'm a killer.
Okay.
I want try a large amount of focus at on either the robots or the one that is on James right now.
Okay.
Focus on the people. The robots don't take that much damage.
Okay, the people then. That's a good idea. So one the one that's on James is a person, right?
Yes, it's a security guard.
Even if you don't kill him, he'll be distracted by the fact that somebody's shooting from the other side. So that second he looks away, I will take an action and take him down. But
roll to mix it up, and you got to roll plus meat this time.
Take him down.
So I have a minus one from something.
Because you're still in cover,
right? But I have a plus one from James, so let's cancel each other out. So I just have plus one for meat.
You're me.
Mm-hmm. I got a six and stop.
Okay.
Does that mean it's a seven?
No.
Oh.
I'm so,
total.
Why do I only roll badly in mixing it up? The thing I'm supposed to be good at.
It's because...
The universe is ironic?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, the universe is very ironic.
It's yin and yang. I'm doing well, you're doing terrible.
What's our clock at?
Your clock is at 2100.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So you still got 22, 23, and then...
Oh, yeah. All right.
I'm not going to advance the clock this time.
That's nice.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, we haven't really been failing.
I have.
Yeah.
Oh, America. Six is...
So, yeah. So, Chuckles, you fire your assault, your rifle empty.
Well, I don't know.
Okay. You just kind of like pepper the area with bullets. It's been a while since you've used a gun without the targeting suite to help you out. So you're kind of like still getting the hang of it, you know, because you don't have the little target to show you where to aim.
Right. It's been a while.
Bullets ping around everything, missing everyone, but hitting Mac in the foot.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
missing everyone, but the one person you didn't want to hit.
So, Mac, you take one harm. Go with armor penetrating, because it's nice. It's on your foot.
That's nice.
You just go back to Alex and Meyer. Just assume that I fuck everything up like I have for the role game so far.
So, yeah, you feel a bullet go through your foot. What do you do?
You think I've done
The guy who was pointing a gun at you is now turning to face the... He actually, like, steps on you, like, puts his foot on your chest and turns to face where Chuckles was firing from. So what do you do?
I'm going
to
chop him the back of the leg so that he falls back and shoots up. And then I'm just going to climb on top of him and get his gun from him and shoot him in the face with it.
Chop.
You have a niffy? You can, like, cut off
so
the tent.
So go ahead, mix it up. I'll let you cover all that in... All
right, nine.
Nine.
Oh, wait, that's plus meat?
Meat.
Yeah,
plus meat.
Yeah, nine.
Okay.
Wait, no, yeah, nine.
So, you pick two.
Mix it up. Mix it up.
I will let you pick,
It's the worst improv song I've ever heard in my life.
I will let you pick anything that you were going to take off of him is broken and unusable as one of your things.
I guess I'll do that and I'll take harm.
Alright. You like chop him in the leg and he goes down, but he comes down and like brings the butt of the gun across your face as he's coming down. You get smashed in the jaw. Take another harm and go ahead and make the harm move.
You can do it.
Four.
So you're okay. You just got smashed in the face. What's your harm clock at?
I'm marking one box off for each harm I take, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm at like 23.
Oh. So you're pretty banged up at this point. Your foot is starting to bleed. You are kind of hazy, you know, like losing consciousness.
It's been a great mission for you, man.
Yeah, going great.
You're pretty fucked up. Someone's going to need to help you.
I've killed more people than I've harm have taken, so I'm okay with a little bit of that.
But this other guy is down. There are two left and the two walker drones.
So after I took his gun from him and shot him in the face, the gun just like kind of broke after I... Because I was just emptying it into him, so I guess it just kind of...
These are 3D printed guns. So they're made of plastic.
3D printed guns.
Nice.
Yeah, they cheap down on their security staff. So what are you doing, Chuckles?
I'm not close to anyone, right?
You've got the attention of the drones and the other two guys, and you've got an empty assault rifle.
Disappear into the shadows.
I can't leave you behind.
I'm not saying to leave me behind.
You could. It's not advised.
He's the only one that I have a link with here. I'm not leaving him behind.
And
I'm going to try to run and drill.
We should have been taking advantage of the fact that we had a link.
Yeah, that means you have to help.
You could, yeah.
I mean, technically, what each of us shooting into different directions would be...
You can't help.
I get it.
A turn and help.
Yeah.
It'd be like the bodyguard.
Helping would be
Kevin
your
Kevin Costner to James's Whitney Houston.
I guess I'll try to run and draw the fire. If I can get close enough, I would like to stab one of them, but that's my only weapons left are all right. Melee weapons.
Well, if they're all focused on you right now, then...
Your other options are you could grab one of the guys and, like, take a hostage. That would cause some... That would cause some distraction.
Back up! The fuck up!
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, I'll try that. I like that idea.
So go ahead, act under pressure to grab the guy.
Six. I'm not going to roll anymore. Let's just assume I fail everything.
Wow, that's a great attitude.
Yeah, that's going
to
be super helpful.
Yeah, so I'll just try to do everything I don't want to do. I'm going to try to get shot. I fail.
Listen, Eric, there are children who watch us, and they listen to us, and they have to be inspired. You can't...
Think of the example you're setting for the kids.
You're a role model. My children.
Dart out, like, you duck and weave around this guy in the bushes so that he can't see you coming, and you pop up right behind him. You're just about to grab him, and you realize that one of the drones has you, like, dead in its sights and is about to fire at you. What do you do?
Can I try to grab the guy and whirl him in front of me in the way of the bullets?
Yeah. Act under pressure.
Three.
Nice. All right. it is actually because there's a friendly near you. It is going to tase you. So you see these two little dart things come flying out of it at you, and then and you are anything you want to do is acting under pressure at this point. So you're on the floor and probably like slowly bleeding to death. You've been tased. Let's get back to Smoking Rook.
I'm having a really great game today.
I've got no damage.
I turned to Smoke. Man, they have it so easy down there. We've got the hard job. We have to actually do the fucking job. Yep. All right, so we're going to go down the hall to... We know where Bassinet is, so we're gonna go there.
Okay. The door is locked.
Is it? What kind of door is it?
It's got one of those like little security keypads. You ever see Sneakers?
Like, you know, 2 decades ago.
Remember how they opened those doors in Sneakers?
No.
Mm. But yeah, it's just got one of those like number pads on the door handle.
Can we hack it?
I could. I would have to log in and like.
Yeah, you would have to go through.
No, wait. Why don't you use like a thing?
Intel. Oh yeah, we can use an Intel and have the code.
Have the code. Yeah. There you go. All
right. So we'll do that.
We have
good thinking.
All the passwords for this building.
Yeah. So we have the door codes.
All
right. So I'm going to mark down what our intel is, the useful stuff, door codes.
We don't use it, so we haven't been using it.
Yeah.
So it's either for that.
And you guys still have one gear left?
Yeah, we have one gear and 2 intel.
Okay.
You could use that too, by the way.
Yeah, if you want to spend the gear, like...
I cannot die.
Yeah.
I have a medipack that automatically restarts my heart.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah, right. No, that could be your gear.
So the
injects you with a shit ton of morphine and adrenaline.
The door swings open. You see there is a bunch of like CCTV feeds and what appear to be like biomonitors in a big bank on one side of the room. On the other side, there's a two-way mirror, but you can't see what's beyond it. The room beyond it is dark, with a door right next to it. Standing in the middle of the room is a guy, kind of scruffy-looking, late middle age, and he is pointing a pistol at the door.
Oh.
Who the fuck are you? What are you doing here?
I just want to see what the move is real quick.
Fast talk?
Yeah. I'm not great at that. Whoa. We heard the alarm and we just came to make sure everything was okay.
You're not wearing secure uniforms.
We're undercover.
That's not a thing.
Yes, it is.
Do you want to fast talk him?
I'll give it a shot. That's a...
There we go.
10.
That's good.
So 10 plus. NPCs do what you want. PCs choose whether or not they do it. Yeah, okay.
So what do you tell
me? So just lower the gun and let's talk. Okay. We're all calm here.
Yes. All right.
So I put my hands down.
What are you here for?
Securing Bassinet.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll help you. I'll help you get her secure. Where are we taking her?
We have a vehicle outside. We brought a hand truck.
Okay. Listen, I don't know who you guys are working for, but
I'm sure as shit that you don't work for Pentatech. And God, I probably can't pay you whatever whoever hired you is paying you. But she means a lot to me. And I can't stand to see her fall into someone else's hands.
The server?
Catherine?
You're the one.
The yeah, only the one.
He talked to her.
Yep.
He walks over to the console and like punches a couple of keys, and the lights come up in the other room. The adjoining room is padded. You can see bloody, greasy fingerprints all over the padding. There is a small cot that is wrapped in like towels with rubber bands and stuff.
Yeah.
And on the bed,
wait, wrapped in towels.
Yeah, like the hard.
Oh, like the bar. Oh, okay.
The bars are wrapped in towels.
Okay.
Picture like The Exorcist.
Almost. Yeah. Yeah. No. Okay. I got what you're saying.
The only illumination comes from like soft dome globes in the ceiling, and you can see lying on the bed is a young girl about 5 years old.
Okay.
There is a nest of fiber optic cables that come out of her scalp, out the back of her head, and snake along the floor and lead into the wall, and you can see the fiber optic cables come out on the other side and are plugged into a server.
In the room we're in?
In the room you're in.
I'll leave the server. Let's see if we hook up. Can we disconnect her? And that's safe?
Wait, so, I mean, this is great and creepy and all, but where's the bassinet server?
Her brain's a server.
He got it.
She's the server.
Yeah.
The server is running her.
So that's Bassinet. I point to the big server on the side of the room.
Yes. It is pretty much about the size that you estimated. Yeah. You see all of the operations lights on the side of it seem to be functioning normally.
Is it keeping her alive, or...?
The body, yes. I hesitate. She might be able to survive without it, but it might traumatize her.
What happened to her body?
She doesn't really care for the body.
Wait, she doesn't care for the body?
It's not hers. It's not a part of hers. It's not who she is. She is in there, and he points to the server.
So, you created an artificial intelligence and then wanted to see if you can run it on meat.
Created is sort of a misnomer. We modeled it. We grew her.
Okay. And then you thought, this is boring. What'll happen if we give it a body?
Yeah.
Not as such. We lost a lawsuit. Pentatech does a lot of petrochemical and natural resource extractions, and there was a contaminated site. Her parents were part of the cleanup crew. It was a genetic abnormality.
Wait. Growing fiber optic cables out of your head. Now we're calling that a genetic abnormality?
No, that's the solution to the genetic abnormality. Their daughter was born with mush for a brain.
Okay.
So we grew her a new one inside the computer.
So then, out of character, where is the girl in the room?
On the bed. Her body is, like, inert.
Just laying, sleeping, basically?
Yeah, it looks like she's sleeping.
She's in rest mode.
Yeah.
So then what's with all the blood everywhere?
said, she doesn't really care for her body. If you saw what she's like in there, you know how advanced her mind is. Mm-hmm. She's so far beyond anything that we could possibly have imagined. But we can't run that on a 4-year-old body.
So, how do you put her in the body then?
It's...
You can't run the whole thing?
It's a pairing program. It cuts her down until she can fit.
So you lobotomize her and put her in the body?
In a matter of speaking, I don't like to do it.
But you do.
It's for her parents.
Right.
I mean...
And how... okay. And you want to pay us to take her out of here?
Yes. If you guys will take her, I can't afford to pay what... Whoever is paying you is paying you. I can tell you that. But I will give you what I can.
Does that include what's in the room?
We don't really need it.
Okay. And if we unhook her, she'll die.
The body?
Body, not the mind.
Probably.
Oh.
I think it's two separate avenues. There's the body and the brain. The brain's in the computer, the server. The body's just there.
Yeah, no, okay. I mean, I'm kind of getting that. So
this is the judgment call you guys have to make. If you can, you know,
and what are you
take the
do?
Server and deliver it to your employers and get paid as much as
you were promised.
But the server that you're stealing, and that would also include the little girl because they want that tech.
Okay. Oh yeah, they did say that. Yeah.
But you would be turning over what is essentially an innocent AI to probably a rival corporation that is gonna.
What are you doing with this? What are you gonna do with Catherine?
I'm gonna keep her safe.
How? Pentatech's gonna, as soon as their server and their scientist disappear, they're gonna put two and two together and hunt you down.
And there's also gonna be the people that hired us coming after you too.
Maybe. Depends how much work it's going to be for them.
I'll have a better shot than I would if... Look. I can arrange it so that I have plausible deniability.
Okay, well...
It might take a while. You might have to sit on her for a bit.
Wait, sit on it?
Keep her safe. Until things cool down, blow over.
Oh. Okay. My colleague and I are going to go out in the hall and talk. Don't do anything stupid.
Take the gun.
Or we will kill you. And give me your gun.
Okay.
I take his gun. And we can go out in the hall.
Mm-hmm.
So this is your call, guys. You get to decide.
Yeah, no, but I think we have to talk a little bit. So, let's say we, you know, go with our original job.
Yeah.
We'd probably have to kill that guy, which...
Oh, yeah. It's easy enough.
The more he talks, the less I feel bad about.
Uh-huh.
And then kidnap the girl, too, and give them to whoever is paying us. If we don't do that, we're probably going to get a black mark, which would suck. And then we have to sit on this? What the fuck are we going to do with it? And then the body's going to die if we just take the server.
Do we know he's an AI that we're getting? We just need...
No, we just... The server.
Okay, well, yeah. An AI... It's gonna be... It's a powerful weapon for them.
For who?
Who is it?
We don't know.
Well, whoever we're...
Do we know? I don't think we know.
No,
we
don't. You guys didn't pick that option, so you don't know who's... All you know is your contact is Mr. Knight.
Yeah.
Whoever Mr. Knight's working for.
Yeah.
And to be fair, honestly, I don't really, I don't think I trust anyone with AI.
Yeah. I don't really think there's a great decision here, but we gotta do something. So either... We hurt the AI,
mm-hmm.
or we hurt ourselves. And that guy, but I don't really give a fuck about him.
Mm.
I stick my head back in the room. Wait, what? What's your name?
Don't give.
He's got like a...
Francis?
He's got like a visor on, and he's whispering something. He's kind of like staring at the server and just kind of touching it. And he, when you poke your head in, he looks up and he says, my name is Anatoly Theocharis.
Right. So we might have to kill Anatoly. I'm okay with that. Maybe we should just do it either way. Well, no, because then there's no one to take care of
it. We can always sit on the AI and then we can use it for ourselves.
Use it how?
AI can, and what, I mean, infinite possibilities.
So you met this thing?
Yeah.
What was it like?
It was a 5-year-old girl.
Okay, great. So we're going to have a 5-year-old girl in a box. How is that going to help us?
She grows
up. But you remember... Smoke.
Yeah.
Super intelligent 5-year-old girl. She has like a child's personality.
Yeah.
But she, you know, tracked you to your exact location like a security protocol in a second.
Yeah. She's super intelligent, super skilled. At 5, think about how she is when she grows up. She tracked me down in a mere second of where my location was.
Yeah, I am thinking about that. That's kind of fucking terrifying.
Yeah. And I... To be fair, I don't trust any weapon besides the one in my own hand. So that's why I say we keep it.
Okay. I'm thinking that... Maybe we don't want to piss off whatever's in that box.
Oh, yeah. No.
So giving her to Mr. Knight is probably a bad idea.
Yeah.
Let's... Work with Anatoly for now.
Because
he can probably at least help us get out of here more easily than if we were on our own. And then, once we get it to a safe place, we'll figure out whether or not we're actually going to give it to him.
Okay.
Alright, so I'm going to tell you guys mechanically.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Knight's paying you 24 for the job. Anatoly can pay you 16.
That's too bad of a hit.
Yeah.
So it knocks and we get one super off. The,
powerful.
Two off.
It knocks one off the modifier.
And then we get crazy.
What modifier?
It's times 2 instead of times 3.
Oh,
you guys each wagered 2 cred.
2, yeah.
And I failed the math.
I think in the long we get a hit now, but we get advantage in the long run.
All right. So I guess we'll walk back in. Has he still got the goggles on?
Yeah.
Are you talking to Catherine?
Yes.
Tell her to pack her bags. Her metaphorical bags.
Okay. I have an emergency power supply here. You're going to have very limited time to get her to a power source once I make the switch from the main circuit.
How limited are we talking?
3 hours at most.
All right.
Couldn't you use the power source in your car to...
Well, I also need that to drive.
Well, yeah, obviously, but I'm just saying it also...
It would... You could, like, wire it up to something else, but it would require...
In my apartment, I have a generator in it.
It would require, like, a check of some kind of test.
You know, like, my apartment has a generator.
Do you know how we can get it out of here easily?
Yeah, it rolls. It's there.
It's on the wheels. I mean, like I said, we brought a hand truck.
How do you keep a body alive?
I don't think we're keeping the body alive.
It's autonomic functions run pretty much without prompting from the server.
What are her parents going to think?
Fuck her parents.
Yeah, that's exactly what he says. Fuck her parents. They don't care about
you
her.
You get plus one if you fuck her.
They just want a little puppet that they can play with. They don't appreciate her for who she is.
Right. Okay. So how do we get her out of here?
Security is swarming this area.
No, not anymore. They're upstairs.
Yeah, we locked them in.
I mean, at least in the building. I don't know about outside.
Can you get your car into the loading bay?
Not quietly.
I don't think you mean quietly, just because I think they get it said.
There's an access tunnel. It leads into the basement of this building. From one of the loading docks, a couple blocks down. It's disguised as a parking garage.
Do you know where that is?
Yeah, I can draw you a map.
Okay. So then I can get my car here while we get this... Will the service elevator lead down to that basement?
Yes. You've taken care of security?
Yeah, we got them locked up on the 8th floor.
Is everyone up there? Out of car? Well,
I made sure. I had them all... I mean, I had all everyone... Whoever was in the building. Can I jack in and see if there's any more security in the building now? Or is it...
The alert is still triggered. Most of the you don't have to since you have root and admin privileges and everything. The security feed lights up, and you see most of the security presence is now focusing on these two.
Okay.
What's his face? Mac is looking pretty shitty right now. He seems to be shot in the foot. Like staggering to his feet.
There's nothing we can do about that, to be honest.
What's his face? Chuckles is now facing down two security drones that are covering him, and he seems to be like twitching in a pile on the floor.
Is there anything you can do about the security drones?
You could deactivate them, but that would be what's the matrix move that you have to make?
Resetting the matrix, shut them like
that. You could spend your root to do that. That would distract them, but probably not for very long. If you want to cancel the call off the drones, that would be compromised security.
Compromised security.
Anatoly, how long is the drive from the garage to the basement?
That's about 5 minutes.
All right, let's try it. What's my mind?
I'm going to start sending my car to the garage.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
You have multitasking?
Yes.
Okay, so you can do that and do other things.
Yeah.
I got an 11.
Okay, great. So you gain 3 hold over the security nodes.
All right, so yeah.
So you can spend 1 hold to shut down each drone.
There's 2.
There's 2?
Yeah.
Alright, so I have 1 left.
And then, if you want my suggestion, you could send the officers that are holding these guys down an order to escort them to the garage.
Would they do it?
You have an admin level password. It would just be like orders from above. Like, it would not be uncommon to say, like, take intruders, to the basement level for interrogation, or, you know, just to shoot them.
And how much security guards would be escorting them?
There are two left and the two drones.
Wait, turn off the
drones. The drones are off.
Okay.
Or do you want to just turn them off, or you want to, like, send them elsewhere?
Turn them on the security.
Or you could do that.
Well, here's the thing. You could tell the guards to escort them to the basement, but unless we spend our last gear for communication equipment, we have no way to tell them.
How about this?
Go with it.
I tell both the drones and the security to meet them, escort them to the thing, and then I'll have the drones when they have them escorted there to turn on those guys.
Okay.
Right, but what I'm saying is there's no reason for Eric and James to go with that because they don't know it's you telling them to escort
them. We'll do that or die.
Yeah. I guess that's up to
James and Eric. That's up to them. We'll see how that
goes. I mean, that's the only way we can do it.
Or we have one gear left. We could spend that for communication equipment. Say we have communication equipment.
Yeah, call the communication.
All right.
Because if they told me to do that, I'd be fighting.
So what do you guys...
I would fight to the death.
Do you guys have as far as comms go?
I guess like earpieces?
Earpieces, all right.
Yeah, like something like that can only be heard through us, like, you know, very specific.
Yeah, piece. So he's working that, and he mentioned, guys, we got a plan. Just go with the guards.
What?
Go Stand with the down. Guards? Are you... All right, I'm bleeding pretty bad right now.
You spend your holds, Meyer.
Yeah. So
all right.
The two would be telling, I guess, the only guards and the drones to go there, and then the third.
Is it one for each drone still, or is that just to deactivate?
No, it's.
Would be just one to tell.
To deactivate it would be one each, so there will still be one live drone that you guys will have to take out there. But
well, no, because what Meyer's saying, instead of deactivating them, he's giving them a new order.
Yeah.
So is it one hold for each drone, or is it one hold for both drones?
To deactivate, I would say one for each.
Right.
To just give them a different order, that would be one for both.
Okay, so he has two. So he has one hold left.
He has
the
one
drones
hold left.
And the guards.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I would have one. So I guess one of the drones that
turn on the other or the guard or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, but you have to play that right.
Yeah.
Mac. The two Walker drones are aiming their guns down at Chuckles. Chuckles, you're just sort of in that really unpleasant, just been tased.
I know,
kind of crazy.
Eric's been tased before.
Eric's tasing himself.
That
right
doesn't
now.
Surprise me.
Yep,
that does surprise me and kind of frightens me a little bit. The other two guys are covering you. One of them like puts his hand to his helmet. And he says, "All right, toss your gun."
It's not like it's loaded anyway. Put it down.
Jacobson.
Instead of tossing it, I hand it to him. Here, take it.
Jacobson, help him up.
I have him carry it so that I can have it back.
You're coming with us.
Dead or alive?
They didn't specify. Just give me a fucking reason.
Listen, Sonny, I've been doing this a lot longer than you have. But I'll get up.
They, like, haul you... The one guy... the other guy hauls you to your feet.
Mm-hmm.
Chuckles. You can, like, barely walk. It's a
struggle. I can barely walk either, because somebody shot me in the foot.
Yep.
Eric.
Yep, I was responsible for
you better
for
hope
all
I don't figure
harm.
That out.
You got it.
It wasn't really hard. He like opened up with the assault rifle and you got shot. So yeah, they march you off toward the back of the R&D building, the loading dock there. You guys take the elevator down, or where are you telling the security to escort them to the...
Not all the way down, because, well, unless if we want to just be horrible dicks to the security, we could
I could have my car with the machine guns just parked in front of the elevator, waiting for them, and as soon as the doors open, tell them to duck. Mm-hmm. And just...
Okay.
Yeah, I was, you... I was going to have the drones do it anyway, so...
How are you
The drones, are, I would imagine, are too big to get in.
Yeah, they can't. Okay.
So, I'm gonna drive my car into the basement, so we'll be waiting for them. And I'll tell them over our comms, as soon as the basement doors open, get on the ground.
That shouldn't be too hard.
Like, I say that, I, like, mumble it, like, that shouldn't be too hard. Like, and then I look at one of the security guys.
One guy.
Right? It shouldn't be too hard.
He pokes you in the back with his plastic pistol and says, shut the fuck up and move.
Does that sound okay with you, Smoke?
Yeah, okay.
So... we're off to the side with the server and the doctor.
I have a pass first.
Yeah. So, yeah.
He says before you even leave the room, he says...
I think the kid too?
No.
He said he doesn't want you to. Because in his mind, like, that's not a part of who she is. That's just, like, the pretend little...
You're gonna let Catherine know about this? That we're taking off the...
I already have.
Okay. And she's okay? With that?
I did my best to reassure her. How can I contact you?
Now give us your number. We'll contact you.
Okay.
Yeah.
He gives you an email address that's not traceable back to him. If I don't hear from you,
well,
I guess I'm just gonna have to trust you. He reaches back and he like yanks the bundle of fiber op cables out of the server. The body twitches on the bed for a second, and then you know the heart monitor starts to go flatline. And he says, "You're gonna have to make it look as if I didn't."
I punch him in the face before he even finishes the sentence. You're gonna have to make it look.
I'm assuming that neck.
Yeah.
I'm assuming the shoulder or something.
Okay. You'd like knocked him out with one punch. You shoot him and he like moans in pain in his unconscious state and then just slumps.
All right. I plug the portable power generator in, get the hand truck under it, tilted back.
Yeah. Seems like a non-violent.
Now it's just like we're moving furniture. So hopefully by the time we get downstairs, my car's there?
Yeah, I will say that this all comes together pretty much without a hitch. You guys are going to have to...
I still want to route. I can, like, turn on the systems as we get out of there.
Yeah, do it. As we... Once we get everyone the elevator, in... Yeah.
There is a complication, though.
Of course.
They've shut down the elevators. You still have one hold on the security system.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Use it for that.
Okay, yeah, I'll turn it on.
We can't get this thing down however many flights of stairs.
Yeah.
I think it would be 5 because I said it was a sub-basement.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
All right.
I mean, we could, but it'd be tunk, tunk, tunk. It wouldn't exactly
Wait,
be quiet.
I thought the elevators were also how they were getting us down.
No, it's a...
Yeah, well, I would imagine the security guards could...
Yeah.
Could override that. Yeah.
Like, I just over.
Yeah, you flash a badge and... so, yeah, in that case, it goes off without a hitch. The doors open. There's like a subterranean tunnel that leads off into the distance.
Private highways.
Yeah, we also have a deadline, so it's probably... Like,
just as your car pulls up and the driver door opens and the trunk opens.
Oh, I love you, Vanessa. I don't think my trunk would be big enough for this because my car is cramped.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, how are the four of you and this giant-ass server getting in your car?
Well, the server's going on the roof and getting tied down.
Okay.
Let's
just tie the state-of-the-art AI server onto the roof of the car.
It's like, we don't have twine. We just all drive out with one
with your hands on it.
No, I have, like, cords and shit. So we could secure it down, but, yeah. I have a tarp, too. I'll throw a tarp over it. Mm-hmm. My car's nondescript, so we're moving a fridge. But it is cramped. But we all drove here together, so I think we said it's like a Jeep. Yeah, it's a Jeep. So it's, it quote-unquote seats four adults, but it doesn't. It seats like two. So Eric and James are going to bleed all over my backseat.
I'm not bleeding.
He was tased, so he fornicated himself.
Fornicated himself.
So you guys hit one of your missing directives. You successfully took possession of Bassinet.
So we mark an XP.
You mark XP.
Sweet. Okay. So we're tying it down, and I guess we hear the elevator ding.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to need their help to get it on the roof.
Yeah.
But, but here, just stand back.
Okay.
Now, remember, as soon as the doors open, hit the deck.
But there's not a deck in here.
All right.
Drop the prone position.
Guys, act under pressure to get flat.
Because otherwise you're getting shot.
Six.
Ten.
I would change those dice.
This is the third time I've changed the dice.
Really? How's the harm on your...
Three harm?
Three harm. Okay.
Well, I could use the grenade launcher, but that seems excessive.
Yeah.
The grenade launcher would definitely hurt us.
Well, I'll take my one harm, because I have two body arm.
And then I roll, mix it up with my car. With my car... if I mix it up, I roll synth instead of meat plus my car's power.
Cool. So do that.
So synth and my car's power.
See how well you're.
Yes, I roll plus three.
Rolling low benefited me now because you already rolled for my harm and it was
ten.
Ten.
Yeah. So.
All right. So yeah, the doors ding.
So basically, I'm kind of picturing Rook. Is just leaning like on the driver's side door. The door's open, and he says, "Hi." They drop, and then just a machine gun from the front of the car.
I don't drop.
As the elevator gets to the bottom floor, and it does that last little ding before the door's open, I look at the one that kept giving me shit, and I just blew a raspberry in his face. So as the door's open, I just drop to the floor.
Does that kill them?
They're super dead. Yeah. You take another harm. What are you at?
Now I'm at 2100. I already rolled my harm. I got a five.
Okay, so you're shot and bleeding. He's like basically hobbled.
You guys help us. Shit.
They are bleeding and missing shit. You don't have your gun anymore.
I'll take their guns.
Well, I told the one guy to take my gun. I don't know if he tossed it aside or not, but
bless you.
No, he had it on him, so you can take it back.
Yeah. That's Shaka. I need Shaka. Shaka's my gun.
Well, I guess I'm not helping us with
the... Yeah, let's get it on the roof.
No, for the future.
I just kind of lay there on the floor, though. I don't actually get up until I'm helped up.
Do we have time, or is there more security coming?
No, there's definitely more security
coming. I'm marking experience for my damage I took.
All right, get in the back, you two. Smoke and I get the server on the roof.
Yeah.
Throw a tarp over, tie it down.
There's like a big security monitor on one wall of the room. And all of a sudden, there's a face appears on it.
Oh, okay.
Burned and scarred, chromed up, too. Looks like one of his eyes has been replaced with, like, a bionic eye.
So we don't know who this is?
he looks familiar to Mac.
Oh.
So, oh, yeah. So,
He starts to say, stay where you are. And then he catches sight of Mac in the corner. And he goes, motherfucker.
Hey, Cortez. Bye, Cortez. Drive.
Yeah, we're leaving. Is this elevator the only way down other than the garage exit?
Yes.
I'm going to shoot a grenade into it as I back up.
Okay. Boom. Okay, so you've sealed that off. There's no way they can follow you with vehicles, but they do know where this comes out.
Right.
So roll act under pressure to drive the fuck away before they can...
But I get it with my car.
Yep.
So that's my cool, which is 2, plus my car's power.
And James told you to drive.
I did tell you to drive.
James
told
you to drive. All right, so I roll it plus 5. 12.
12. All right. Yeah, you...
Like a bat out of hell!
Thanks, you put rubber to road and just tear ass down the tunnel out, and you know these side streets really well in this area, so you like park down an alley, and you see there's a search helicopter comes out over the area and like waits, sweeping, like hovering and sweeping the exit area with a spot, and then eventually it waves off, and
you don't actually have to be quiet. It was just,
you're free to go.
Just fun. All right, so are we going back to your place?
I guess so. Yeah. It has a generator and stuff.
All right. Yeah, so I'm going to book it back to Smoke's place.
All right. So when do you tell them that you guys are only taking 2/3 of the pay?
We'll let them out until they heal up.
Yeah, it would be a shock right now, and they're not in a place for it.
All right. So you guys get back to Smoke's apartment. Yeah. Who's making the first aid checks?
Not me.
What's the name?
And Mac has trauma arms.
Mac has trauma arms they can give out.
I think we both have plus 2.
More. Yeah.
Well, Meyer and I can both do it. Can we use Mac's trauma arms?
If Mac says you can.
Listen, guys, I got some trauma arms here.
Do you want us to use them?
I think I need you to patch me and Chuckles up with them.
I think it's 21 or less harm, though.
Actually, I'm going to need you to patch Chuckles or not.
Well, no. When you treat someone's...
It just is less effective if you don't use the traumaderms if you're at 20 or more. Because that's like serious need of a hospital hurt.
I'm just saying the traumaderms say allows you to apply for aid to characters at 21 or less harm.
Yeah. Well, the traumaderms allow you to pretty much apply first aid. Because when you treat someone's wounds using appropriate medical equipment, which in this case is the trauma derms. Yeah. So...
Who you get? What do I got? I rolled already.
Who do you want?
Okay.
Well, you pick.
I'll go with Chuckles.
Alright, so I will go after...
I got a 12 for you,
Mac.
Nice. Thank you.
I only got a 10 for you, James.
Yeah, it's fine. Still 10 plus.
So what's your harm at?
So I reduced my harm by 2 segments, because I'm...
What's your harm at, James?
21.
If you are at 21 or less, yeah, you reduce your harm by 2 segments.
No, it's more than 21.
No, it's at 21 or less.
Yeah. So it's still 2 segments. So that leaves you at, what, 15?
Yeah.
Okay. 15, so you're still a little hurt. You're bandaged up. But you're much better now that you're in a safe place.
Before we did that, Smoke and I got the server downstairs and plugged it in.
Yeah.
So it was running.
So what are we calling in for the mission complete?
Change of plans.
What? Yeah.
So this, I tap, I, you know, boom, boom, the server.
Roll play this out, because this is...
Yeah.
So this here, boom, boom.
It's Catherine.
Is Catherine, apparently. Smoke met her yesterday.
Yeah.
She is an AI.
A very, very powerful AI.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, powerful, like she found my exact location in a second.
Right. So, the guy who created her, her looking scientist after her. Looking after her, offered to pay us to not give her... to Mr. Knight.
Okay, so if he's paying us more, that's no
problem. Well, It's not more.
So then why
so
are we doing it?
The same?
It's a little less.
A little less, but we gain a very strong...
See, here's the thing. This thing, in a few years, is going to be a super weapon. Think like... worse than a nuke super weapon.
And it will appreciate us keeping it.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, no, I don't think we should keep it.
Because we're treating it as a person, not a weapon. Listen, it's an AI. It has a brain. Its personality is a 5-year-old child right now. We do something bad to this child, it's going to come after us.
Oh, you ever hear of the... what was the thing you just posted an article about before, Ryan? The paradox?
Oh, Rocco's basilisk?
Yeah. You ever hear of Rocco's basilisk?
No.
Okay, so... Basically, Rocco's basilisk says that you should be nice to AIs because one day they might go back in time and murder us all. So, it's like hedging your bets, you know? So, if we give her to her dad, whatever, he'll take care of her. Maybe you can log in and talk to her before that.
Mm-hmm.
Explain that we're the ones that saved her life, yeah. I guess. And maybe she'll be inclined to help us in the future. Yeah. She could be a really great contact for hacking everything. Like, I don't think there's a system in the world that could stand up to her.
Listen, you put me at a bit of a bind here. Like, we agreed to do a mission. It's going to put us in a really awkward spot.
Yeah, we'll take a hit now, but...
Yeah, well, there is that.
It's going to be hard to find work. I mean, I can still get work to my company, but this side stuff is what, you know, where I get the extra money to do all my fun things.
Oh, no, I understand. This isn't an extra job for me.
How would we explain this to the person who employed us first?
We wouldn't. We would never speak to him again.
And he's aware of us, of who we are, correct?
He hasn't paid you anything.
Yeah.
As far as he's concerned, the job would be a wash.
I mean, you know, it's one of the dangers of doing business with us illegal types. Look, I mean, if you guys really want, we could, I mean, we didn't bring the 5-year-old girl that this thing was attached to, which was the proprietary hardware that Mr. Knight wanted. They wanted to study a 5-year-old girl.
Well, it was part of it, because it was how the computer interfaced with her.
I know, I'm simplifying.
Yeah.
So we left that part behind, so Mr. Knight might not even pay us extra full price anyway, because we didn't get the proprietary hardware that he wanted.
Mm. I mean, also, the thing about Mr. Knight is... you're not sure that he knew exactly what you were supposed to steal.
Bless him.
Otherwise, you'd think he would have mentioned the little girl tethered probably to the computer.
Maybe, maybe not.
Maybe.
Maybe, maybe not. Maybe, maybe not.
So it's still possible that you guys could go and...
yeah, this is bassinet. This is the whole thing.
Exactly.
And hell, we don't even give it to the guy. We can just keep... maybe we should...
I don't think we should keep it, because people might come looking for it. Oh,
but right, listen, well, it has a better shot with us than that guy, yeah?
I don't think so.
Alright.
I think... I definitely am against keeping this. More than a few days. I think we should give it to Anatoly, let it be his problem. Because then if they get caught, it's not our fault.
It is his problem.
And then we could hopefully still call Catherine if we ever need help.
Yeah.
Or email her, or however you get in touch with a super intelligent AI.
Right. This isn't a good way, really, to do business with people, but I think we made enough noise and enough blood was spilled to tell Mr. Knight that it was probably a wash. Tell him it just security was just too tight.
I will tell you this, if you fuck over Anatoly, he can describe the two of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's that too.
But Cortez pegged you, so you can mark XP for that.
Yeah.
so that bumped the Pentatech corporate clock up against you guys already.
That's
so,
true.
So we, you've been made either way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, Meyer and I have been made
by
if
one
we fuck over Anatoly.
Yeah.
James has been made.
Yeah. I mean, you're. Who the hell is that guy?
What was that all about? Yeah.
He looks like that because of me.
Oh, well. He must really want to see you again.
I wasn't supposed to see him again, ever. He was supposed to die, and he didn't.
Yeah, I noticed that last part.
With the Megacorps, it's all about how much you annoy them before they swat you like bugs. So right now, I can tell you guys, Pentatech's corporate clock is at 1800. So if you ever get up to 0 hour with them, you know, they're going to be like kill teams, and your families are going to get threats, and, you know,
yeah,
it'll be bad for all of you.
Not my apartment.
As for right now, you're just a nuisance, and if you don't annoy them more, they won't, like,
yeah,
specifically devote resources to killing you. Cortez might, because he knows that you were involved in this job, but until you bother them more, they're not going to, like, seek you out.
Right.
And,
so, I think you're right about that. You know, we could just tell Mr. Knight there was too much security, there's too much heat, we couldn't get it. Maybe he'll just pay us costs. Probably not. But we might be able to do something with that, and then we sell the server to Anatoly.
So those are your options. You can sell it back to Mr. Knight, because as far as he knows, just, you know, you might have all of it. You could sell it to Anatoly. You could keep it and fuck over the both of them, but then you don't get paid anything.
My vote is for telling Knight couldn't get it and then giving it to Anatoly.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's my vote as well.
So...
Yeah.
You guys call Knight. How do you get in touch with him?
James is the lead, right?
Yeah. How did he tell us to get in touch with him? I mean, he would have had to give us something so that we could tell him when the job's done.
Yeah. He gives you a public forum that you should post on. There's an encoded message that you can make. So what are you telling him?
Hey, Mr. Knight, it's me, Mac. Listen,
it's me, Mac.
Mac and me?
Probably a really bad time.
Job. I'm sorry.
That's bad news. The item was a little bit bigger than what you expected for us to get, and security was all over it. There was there's no real way to get what you wanted out.
Okay. So I'll say that the code ends up, you know, the prices were way too high. There was too much competition. The place was mobbed with shoppers. They were out of stock by the time we got there. And you get a very, like, terse reply back from him. Don't ever expect to be doing any buying from me again.
Oh. That's one bridge burned.
You only hope he likes his pachinko.
Could have been worse.
All right, now comes the fun part. Who wants to make the getting paid move?
Not me. I'm not rolling anything ever again, but I don't have to.
You roll plus the unfilled segments on the legwork clock, so that's all of them.
Legwork.
Oh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
But can I talk to that Catherine to see me?
You want to talk to her?
I got a rapport. Maybe get her to like me and.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if we can, like, tap her as a contact later on, that would be pretty good.
I will say,
because she must be bored in there.
With a quick,
during a couple of days, I'll talk to her. And
yeah, I figure like we'll all go in and talk to her, as you said, to let her know that we're on her side.
Okay. So who is this is going to be tough, because the only one with the right neural interface is. Smoke. The rest of you could kind of go in secondhand, like maybe like port it over to the TV. Like maybe you have like a hollow visor or something.
I'm okay with not, but you could have fun with that.
Do you guys want to go in or?
I figured it's something that we did on our downtime, not something really to role play out.
Well, it's
the term. Do you want to do it
to figure out if he actually establishes a rapport with her, or you know, fucks it up and you know, not necessarily makes an enemy, but doesn't get the contact.
Ah, I see what you mean. I mean, if I took a pay cut and I burned a bridge, I might as well try and build a bridge out of that. Those.
Okay, so anyone who goes in gets the contact.
All right. Yeah. I go in. Do I have to roll like style or anything?
You don't have to roll anything to connect. You rez in to the weird.
Chuckles probably won't go in.
Virtual environment that she exists in. Remember, I kind of described it to you.
Yeah, it was like
Everything is disjointed and constantly morphing into something else. Anything you roll in here takes a -1 ongoing, because the being in this space is just so disorienting. You see, kind of like a generic net avatar appear next to you. That's Mac. it's you know, he hasn't changed anything. It's just like completely the defaults.
Why am I so blocky?
The default avatar.
I look like I just came out of Craftminer.
I feel like I just came out of Dire Straits music video.
Yeah, basically think that. And for you, Mac, the experience is not as like physically disorienting because you're not sensory immersed into it. But the screen, like imagine playing an FPS where everything in the level is just constantly transmuting garbage.
That's good.
Like all kinds of different freaky colors and lens flares shifting off each other and like,
oh god,
it's
a fun game.
Sounds like a nightmare. Sounds like Virtual Cop 3.
So there is a voice that comes from everywhere and nowhere. Hello?
Hello, Catherine. Smoke.
Oh, it's you.
I've been bored up here.
Oh, no, I've been keeping myself entertained. I have a library of books that I've been reading.
Oh, that's good.
I've been working my way through the Looking Glass again.
C.S. Lewis. No.
No,
I'm thinking about Why Don't Wish a Lower Drop. I forgot who did that.
God, who wrote Alice in Wonderland? It's
Lewis Carroll.
Lewis Carroll.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. Oh, Lewis Carroll.
Yes, that's the name on it.
My
father. Well, I kind of hesitate to call him my father. Anatoly told me that you were going to take me to safety.
Well, right now you're low. You know, you're safe in my apartment, and at some point we will find some other secure location for Anatoly to take care of you.
All right.
Is everything okay? Did you travel? Everything's okay?
I have no outside access. There aren't any sensory pickups I have connections with. So as far as you can tell, this is like a black box to her. This is her universe.
Yeah.
And like the server wasn't damaged or anything, so she had no idea that she even moved, probably, except like maybe a slight transition when you hooked her up to the backup power. And then,
is there any way I can hook her up to anything?
Well, you did already. You got her.
Okay. Well, our first meeting was a bit weird. And
Anatoly was very cross with me. I'm not supposed to reach beyond this system, but occasionally I do.
I mean, for fun, I guess, right?
Yes, I get curious, you know.
But it's not always bad to be curious. It's sometimes curiosity is a good thing.
Who is your friend?
This is Mac, one of my friends who rescued you from the facility.
Oh, hello.
How do you do?
You know, we just came in to check on you, seeing if you're okay.
Anything you may need?
I'm fine, thank you. How long will it be until you can reunite me with Anatoly?
Well, once we find him, we've found a way to get in touch with him.
We're going to contact him and figure that out.
Hopefully sooner than later.
I mean, a lot of people would love to have you, get their hands on you, and we're trying to, looking at all the options to make sure that doesn't happen.
All right. Smoke, do me a favor, roll fast talk just to convince her that you're on the up and up.
Minus one, you said?
Yeah, because it's all spinny and disorienting in here. So basically, NPCs do what you want, and what you want is for her to believe you and trust you.
Nine.
Okay.
Someone will find out.
Someone will find out.
Oh, the PCs.
PCs choose one. I'm gonna shift the wording of this a little bit.
Okay.
Instead of someone will find out, she's gonna need some kind of assurances. Like, I would like if you can give me a connection to the Matrix at large, I can possibly get in touch with my father and maybe learn more about what's going on.
Yeah, I'll definitely try to do that.
For some reason, that sounds like a really bad idea.
Don't give the untethered AI unlimited access to the internet. I'm not there, but please don't.
So that's if you want her to like trust you.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm thinking of Eclipse Face.
You have to let her get in touch with her dad. You don't know what else she might do.
Mm-hmm.
And just think of all the things she could do whilst simultaneously getting in touch with her dad.
I gotcha. You don't live with in my apartment all the time.
No.
You guys leave, I could.
Do you want to say anything?
No, this doesn't sound like a bad idea to me.
Okay.
Max's okay with it.
All right. So if you do at some point give her access to the Matrix at large,
I will.
You can write her down as a contact.
Okay.
So you guys can both put down.
I mean, if you did it now, I'd have no way of knowing. Just do it.
Yeah,
that's out of character. In character, I'm like drinking a beer. We just fucking finished the job.
Oh, you're not at my apartment. You're left.
No, I'm in your apartment.
He's raiding your fridge while you guys are jacked into the server.
How do I do it anyway? How do I get her access?
Do you have Wi-Fi or a hard connection?
Hard connection.
Okay, so you got to plug her in.
Yeah. I think mine's hard, because hard connection would be easier to...
More secure.
Yeah. So yeah, you guys see...
We jack out.
You guys, the two of you...
We plug in the Ethernet cable.
No.
I'm going to say my head is conveniently in the fridge, so okay. I do not see you if you want to...
Sure, I'll
plug her in.
I don't see it either.
I'll plug her in.
Man, how do you not have... Do you have beer?
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, okay.
How do you not have the brand I like?
I grab a beer, hit the can, take a sip, turn around, close the fridge. So how'd it go?
It went well.
Yeah, and you guys can both write her down as a contact in your contact.
Catherine, AI.
Trust
cool.
Us. Yeah, she's happy. She's listening. Nothing's wrong with her.
Good.
Oh, good. All right.
Let's see. I'm going to...
Now we shall... Oh, we have to roll the getting paid move, right?
Is it Catherine with a C or K?
Catherine with a C.
With a Q.
I'm going to write her down as a threat.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
she is a loner. And I'm going to mark off a segment in for a clock. Figure out what that means later. Because you guys plugged her into the internet. So she was able to do a bunch of shit.
All right, so we just roll plus...
7.
Well, Meyer's been rolling really well. My vote is for Meyer.
Why not me?
Well, wait.
I mean, we can't fail.
Is the goal to roll low?
No.
Okay.
17.
Okay. So you choose 3 from the list.
I mean, we could have let Eric roll. I mean, with his luck, he'd roll a 9.
I'd still manage to get an 8 somehow, even though it's physically
impossible. I would say it's not a setup
guys.
Or an ambush is a good one.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You are paid in full.
The meeting doesn't attract to attention.
I would say that one, or we get XP. Definitely the first two.
I like the, I'm gonna do meeting. Meeting doesn't attract outside as far as.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Where do you guys tell Anatoly Theotaris to meet you?
At a pachinko bar.
There's a
lovely karaoke den.
There's an old there's a junkyard in the lower city.
Where Mac likes to do karaoke.
No, where Rook sometimes Rook knows the owner and sometimes scavenge parts there.
Okay.
So he has like the key to the like he has the code for the padlock.
Alright.
So we can go there at night and no one will be watching.
Alright, cool. So you guys are waiting with your Jeep and the tarp.
Yep. And we have the emergency power plug.
Yeah, you recharge the batteries and the emergency power. Tolly pulls up in an old pickup truck. He parks it and you can see he's got his arm in a sling because you shot him in the shoulder.
Yeah.
And he's got a really big shiner because you, you know,
punched
him out. And his nose is bandaged because you broke it. And he gets out and he says, well, the corporate security seems to have bought my story that I did what I could.
Well, that's why I shot you, no offense.
That's not why I punched you. You just deserve that.
For what?
Never mind.
I don't understand this kid either sometimes.
I made sure the bullet went right through, though.
It was a clean shot.
Yes, thank you.
It's not vital. You should be first in a couple of weeks.
I've taken a leave of absence. There's a chance that I might be up for review when I come back. But as far as I know, they've bought the story that I had nothing to do with this.
That's good.
And I guess before we do this, I guess I'd like to know where exactly you intend on keeping this.
I don't think we need to know that.
I have a cabin up in the Ozarks.
And then okay. We know that.
It's a cabin in the woods.
It's quiet, secluded.
It's up there and down by the river.
And who knows about this besides you?
Just the parents and the research team. Most of them have moved on to other things. I was really the only one.
Don't you think the parents might be looking for Catherine?
I don't think they cared.
I'm pretty sure they got their money from the company.
Penditech will arrange a comfortable settlement package for them. Not that they deserve it.
Speaking of settlement packages...
Yes, there's the matter of the cred. I've wired all of it into the anonymous account that we discussed.
Can I
Can we check that to make sure it's there?
Yes, you can, and it is. So okay. You guys can all take...
I think it's three. Wait, we got 16, so four each.
Four each.
Four cred?
Yeah. Look, we'll even help you load it up.
Thank you.
So, we'll take... Hell, I'll even throw in the tarp.
What was it? Did we start out with cred?
You started at five. We all spent two. So put you down to three. So now you're at seven. Okay. Unless you spent something else.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Here's my information. In case anything goes wrong, let me know because, well, I'm not going to let anyone, I don't want anyone getting their hands on Catherine.
He kind of looks genuinely shocked and says, okay, thank you. Thank you all.
Just don't get killed.
Or caught.
I'll do my best.
That too.
And you kind of realize, if anything like that does happen, this poor bastard just offered to help.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
He didn't offer.
He didn't say we were going
to
help.
Yeah, he said that he would help.
I don't expect you guys to, but yeah. Hell, maybe I mean, I'll come and visit once a month, make sure everything's all right.
It's like you put your pet up for adoption.
Mm-hmm. So Anatoly, like, nods at you all and, you know, you help him load the server up into the back of the pickup, cover it with the tarp, and then he drives off.
Into the sunset.
Well, at least we got paid.
Yep, and you guys get to mark XP again.
Huzzah!
You guys got paid. You successfully completed the mission. Did I have you guys mark XP when you got out of the...
Yeah.
Okay. You escaped with the server, and then you got paid, so...
Yeah.
So, wait, we need 10?
Yeah, we level up at
10. Unless you guys got XP for other things, you should have 5 XP.
James should have 6.
I have 7 because I got hurt.
Yes, right.
You should get, yeah, you got hurt. And then I will let you guys do nominations.
I nominate Meyer.
Oh my god.
Making friends with the contacts and also giving us a possible threat.
Well, you know.
Not me. It likes Mick. I mean,
well,
I'm going to nominate Eric for making all of our situations worse.
Yep, that's what happened to me.
Catherine likes me and James.
The thing about the AI is it has its own agenda. Mm-hmm. Basically, the countdown clock is how far it is progressing toward its agenda. Yeah. When it hits, you know, 0 hour, it has done whatever it plans to do.
Whatever that might be,
I haven't decided yet.
What flowers?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we have a positive relationship with this.
Well, you have it as a contact.
But you know,
I'm going to visit it once a month. I'm protecting it.
In the event that it does go, like, you know, humanity must die, homicide. You're one of the good ones.
Yeah,
and so are you.
I help too.
But you didn't go in, so it doesn't, like, know you know.
Yeah.
It knows them specifically.
Yeah. It's just a case, it's a basilisk. I thought, you know, we should hedge our bets a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Who's still going to nominate?
Oh, Meyer and I.
I will nominate Alex for being a good partner.
Yeah.
Because it was James and Eric and me and Alex.
Yep. And I'm going to nominate James.
Yay.
To round out the ticket.
Oh, thanks. Not nice. Because I blew up a shit ton of people or, you know, gave everyone extra rolls by order.
Yeah, no, he did.
Yeah,
that's true,
reasons.
Yeah.
All those reasons.
I'm going to, I give it to James for being a bossy bitch.
You know what? Bite me.
And giving us +1 because of it.
So, thoughts, comments, suggestions?
I liked it.
I liked it,
except for
I didn't like the fact that Eric shot me.
I liked the part where I was rolling really well.
The fact that Eric shot you.
You like, siphoned all of Eric's luck.
I really did.
Yeah.
I was rolling, like, 10.
I was rolling bad, too.
I think 9 was, like, really low as I rolled.
Yeah.
I was rolling 3s and 5s and 6s.
And you guys should all read the short story.
Yeah, I base this off of a Peter Watts story called Mayfly that Alex recommended to me, and it's really, like, horrific and visceral and sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, this game went better than last one. You said you ran over here, you lost an arm and died.
Yeah, this definitely went better than the... Well, I mean, in the last Sprawl game Ryan and I played, we, like, everyone was on the James and Eric team, basically.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. And
did everyone do as well as Eric?
Basically, yeah. It went, imagine, like, what you were doing, but all three of us.
That's good.
Yeah, it went pretty tits up. That's why my character lost an arm.
I had some good luck today, man.
Yeah.
Luck
yeah.
of pull.
Mm-hmm. And Eric got none of it.
Flo, the anti-Paul.
Except Paul, like, lies about his roles.
Yeah.
Yeah,
half the luck of Paul is just
it's
lying.
Just Paul lying.
Yeah,
But you guys like the twists.
It was good.
Anatoly offering you to, less pay, but you're not turning the AI baby over to the evil corporate or whoever.
That's pretty good.
I know who Mr. Knight's employers were, but
yeah,
I know I sounded like I was all pissy, but it's nothing because of what is nothing due to the game itself. It's just to
because you were rolling.
I hate the fact that. I just hate it when, like, 90% of the things that go wrong in the game are because of me.
Well, it's not because of you. It's because the dice hate you.
Well, yeah, but it's because of my character's... in the results of his actions.
Yeah. I feel like... and this has nothing to do with you or the game. I feel like retiring your character to safety, one of the advancements, should be, like, everyone's goal. Like, that should be the goal.
To get out of this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like this game could do with a lot of, like, reframing inspired by Red Markets.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I was just thinking.
Why are you these corporate fixers, doing this semi-legal bullshit, getting yourself shot up? It should be because you're working toward, not having to do this anymore.
We forgot to take +1 forward with the knowledge we got from the intel.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's alright. My rolling made up for it.
Mine anti made up for it.
Yep.
Anti, you're anti me.
And if we ever play this again, like if I get Eric and Chris together to do their infiltration into Kansas.
Well, if you need a driver, let me know.
Yeah, we can do that. I have that mission planned out, by the way. So if we want to do it, we can. All right. Well, that has been The Sprawl, everybody. I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what we're going to call it yet, but we'll figure that out.
If you did enjoy it, get the fuck out of here.
Get out of my space.
Well, if you listen to this.
I don't know.
Yeah, if you didn't enjoy it, why are you still listening?
Been listening for like 5 hours.
This
is a person sitting at the computer.
I hate this, but I'm going to see it through.
Yeah.
I need to know what happens. This is so terrible, but I need to see the end.
I need to know what happens so I can criticize them for the stupid ending. What I would assume, anyway.
Life is short. Don't watch things you don't want to. Don't do things you don't want to do.
Anyway, we're sorry if you hated this for wasting 5 hours of your life.
I'm not sorry. I hope you hated so much of it. That it just wasted your day.
That's nice.
Damn.
It's cruel.
Ouch.